Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America. Welcome one and all. Welcome my friends. As I say each week on the radio, we meet again. We are a world at war. This is epic episode 184 tonight. The anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor by the Empire of Japan. December 7th, 1941. But today's date is December the 7th, 2023 AD. What have we learned from the Pearl Harbor attack? Well, we will get into that tonight. We'll talk a little bit about that. Everything else, as you always know. Always be a happy warrior on this Pearl Harbor anniversary day. We'll get into a lot of topics tonight. Hopefully we'll have a update later in the show from the Gladiator from the Las Vegas Strip, from the Las Vegas shooter. We know he's dead. Killed a few people there on campus. Some crazy leftist professor who was denied employment. And our illustrious forces shot him dead when he shut up the campus. Thank God we don't have to take care of him for the next 30 years on the taxpayer dime. No doubt. The Von Wiehunt Show is always here for you. We will discuss geopolitics, war and peace, and the day that will live in infamy. On this show, we will also get into Ukraine, Gaza, the new Venezuela-Guyana war. Have you heard about that? In the jungles of South America, Venezuela wants the oil-rich and mineral-rich Guyana land, and it's definitely a hot war now. I've seen video footage of it, machine guns ablazing. So if you're a mercenary out there, if you want to make about a grand a day fighting a war, well, that's the latest one on the horizon. Have at it, boys. Have at it. I'll be here at Valhalla Studios reporting on all the news of the day. And also, we'll get into our open southern border with millions of migrants, they call them. They're really saboteurs. They will all play a role to shape our future and America's future. We will delve into all aspects of it, I assure you. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Clint Eastwood, spaghetti western style. On this platform, Blog Talk Radio, the biggest radio station on planet Earth. Seriously, it is. We're in 28 countries, broadcasting all over the nation. We're far more powerful studio than, say, your average FM studio in the 80s or 90s, or even the early 2000s, who only reached a little locale. Hell, I would say we're far more powerful than where I broadcast is from here in Phoenix, KFNX, 1100 AM. We're reaching far more people. The fringes of society, the boiler rooms, the gridirons, the country ranches, the suburbs, you name it, the Von Wiehunt Show is there. Well, is everyone starting to get into the holiday spirit? Are you out there shopping, getting ready for the holidays? I am kind of, sort of. Love the holidays. But I got to step up my game because this year it came up really fast. You got to get out there, and the house is decorated. The studio is decorated. Everything looks great. And now I got to do some more preparations for Christmas and New Year's. It's already December the 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Wow. Most millennials in Generation Z say, Vaughn, what the hell are you talking about? What is Pearl Harbor Day? Well, let me tell you a story. I would go to Google and look it up. Maybe watch the movie Tora. Some good stuff. Good war movies are out there about it. My uncle was there during the attack and lived to tell the tale as we hunts our survivors. Oh, yes. He was, if it wasn't for him having liberty and being drunk with a local Hawaiian girl on a hill overlooking Pearl with a Jeep, he might not have made it. But thank God for booze, the female persuasion, shall we say, and he survived that attack. And saw it live. Had no gun with him. Pure suicide mission to go down the mountain. Tried to drive away. Got strafed. My Uncle Floyd. Rest in peace. My Uncle Cliff was in World War II. In the Flying Tiger Theater of Burma. And was an expert machine gunner there and in the Korean War. My father was too young to fight in World War II, but he lied about his age after the war, as many young men did, and he joined the Army Air Corps, which was during the big war, but it was the precursor to the U.S. Air Force. And there you have it. And here I am. Well, while we were getting ready for the holidays and all that, just some sobering reminders to you out there in Radio Land, as we do reach the crevices and the fringe and all over America. We had 4,000 Chinese men of military age between the ages of 18 and 35 come over our border in the last 2 weeks. This was intel that was given to me from the, I found out from the Armed Services Committee in the Senate. 4,000 Chinese males, saboteurs. First of all, how did they get out of communist China? Secondly, who paid for their passage from China to Central America, where many of them said they got to, like, Panama, places like that, El Salvador, maybe even in South America proper, they came up the golden path to the U.S.-Mexico border. Who paid for all of that, I asked. Well, somebody did. Was it our government? The Chinese government? Don't tell me all of these guys had valid passports. Well, it gets worse. 12,000 people from over 100 countries, over 100 countries, I will repeat that, came to our border on Tuesday alone of this week for the Border Patrol, their own figures, saboteurs. Are they all coming in waiting for the big signal? I have told you I have long predicted a big event like a Pearl Harbor will happen again on U.S. soil. Bigger than Pearl, bigger than 9/11, it may not be Red Dawn invasion, per se. But it could look real eerily similar to it, because they're getting their people over here real fast. They're stepping up their game. And It's pretty obvious to me what's going on. It's called pre-placement of military assets. Now, I do some business up in the North Valley, the Phoenix Scottsdale area. The building that I go to from time to time has got Chinese nationals on the ground floor. Now, my friends tell me that is a Northern Chinese dialect from Beijing. They are Chinese government people, he says, CCP. You see them all over the North Valley. Now, the cover for all that is the big Taiwan semiconductor plant, right, to build all the chips. But I think the Chinese nationals are coming over at the same time, trying to blend in with the Taiwanese, getting the CCP police station ready, perhaps. We know we've already found them in America. CCP police stations been found in New York City, Chicago, secret police units that were uncovered by our own government or encouraged, however you want to look at it, by our own government. These things are going on. The show will shine the light on the Japanese Imperial Navy coming to Pearl. We are Pearl Harbor tonight. We are at ground zero. We are the calm before the storm. We are waiting to be attacked, seems. But everywhere I go in the North Valley here, I have friends in L.A., friends in Dallas. I ask them, do you see Chinese nationals in your buildings? And they say yes, a lot, quite a few with money, renting commercial space, getting their people in position. There's supposed to be a big event, I predict, in this country in the next 2 to 5 years, if not sooner. A big event. I hear it's not printed anywhere. It's just in my mind. Because for a while, all I saw when I looked at the watch, my wristwatch, you know, or the clock on the wall, whether morning or day, it is right twice a day, I'd see 9/11. It was the most eeriest thing the last year or two. I look at the clock, 9/11 in the morning. Look at the clock, 9/11 at night. Someone's trying to tell me something, so I can tell you something. Get prepared. Be ready for anything. Saboteurs in America? We have no clue who's over here. Lindsey Graham himself, who I'm not a big fan of, but so there's over 10 million people that we know of that are over here that we have no clue who they really are. And they're all scattered all over America. If you're not prepared, getting ready for literally anything, if your head isn't on a swivel, if you think this is all a big joke, I hope you're right. But I wouldn't bet on it. Governments don't do things by coincidence. They always plan ahead, put their people in position, things like that. Chinese nationals are buying up real estate property. I have realtors who tell me that. They're bringing their people in. And on it goes. Well, you've reached a great show tonight. The Michael Deacon was going to be our VIP guest tonight. Couldn't make it. He had some last-minute family emergency drama to take care of. We all know how that is. But the drama could be in our country as well. Stay tuned for a great show. We're so glad everyone made it tonight.
Es gibt ein Haus in Neu-Berlin, man nennt es Haus Abendrot. Es war der Ruin vieler guter Jungs, von mir, mein Gott, litt ich Not. Hätt ich meinem Anführer zugehört, ich wäre heute daheim. War jung und dumm, war ein Arm. nach Neu-Berlin, eingetriebener von meiner Not. Den Rest meiner Tage bleib ich dort, dort bei dem Haus Abendrot.
Love that by Wolfenstein. Well, it is the damnedest thing. I look at the clock, 9-11 in the morning. Look at the clock, 9-11 at night. Tonight, we are Pearl Harbor, as I said. What's going to happen in America? False flag attack? EMP? Are the migrant saboteurs going to get the signal and muster? Be giving out rifles by the UN? Some kind of scenarios that are out there. Some are entertaining. Some have got more credibility than others. There's definitely something afoot in America. There really is. Well, crime is rampant. We all know that. We heard about the Las Vegas shooter yesterday, and there were three murders in Beverly Hills, California, in the last 6 months. All kind of mayhem out there, craziness. Lloyd Austin, your defense secretary, was placed in that position by Joe Biden. Many of you don't know that prior to that position, Mr. Lloyd Austin was a member of the board of directors of the Rothschild-owned Raytheon Technologies Corporation. And ever since Lloyd became the Secretary of Defense of the United States, the Raytheon's business has never been better. Giving out arms and making munitions from Ukraine, Gaza. America's in the war business, absolutely demonic to many. But that might be a stock tip for you. Raytheon. So on my show, we do not advocate any stock at all. We will tell you that's probably all going to crash down one of these days, or at least a severe correction is coming. The numbers don't hold up the values and the valuations. And what they really want in America, as I've always told you, we are the last obstacle for the New World Order and all that, the globalists. Communism thrives in atheistic environments, always has. And the converse is true. If there is a presence of God, then communism will vanish, have no power, and go away. Never forget that. Our memes are working around the world. The right wing has got the best memes, the best meme makers. The youth are on our side of things worldwide. The old guard, I've told you, will crumble under its own hubris and weight like the last days of Rome. There will be a new dawn. And we are the heir apparent, the new rulers of Rome. And there will be vengeance. Because many of those people deserve it. People always talk about voting. Many of you watched that debate last night. What a clown show. Well, as Communist Stalin once said, it is not important who votes. It is only important who counts the votes. Either we use history as a guide or we're going to go extinct as history marches on without us. Choice is always ours. And why are we even allowing these subhuman cretins, scum, to gather and plan our destruction and slavery even further? Unbelievable what's going on. But I'm telling you, Obama is behind a lot of the Biden regime. Barack Hussein Obama is a, in my view, a psychotic, murderous faggot from Kenya. Guy does not deserve one inkling of anyone's respect. He did more to damage his country than anybody else in recent memory, except for Biden, probably. Unbelievable. Well, a lot of people say about They will talk about the Civil War 2.0, but things going nuts could happen. But right now, I keep telling people to keep those paychecks coming so we can buy more arms and ammunition. Because we know something is coming, right? You can just sense something is brewing out there in the evil halls of Congress or the Senate or behind the scenes. You know, Ireland was supposed to, like, light up like a Christmas tree and riot. They didn't do much, did they? Hate to say it. Ireland's got a new hate speech bill. Did you know, in our Did You Know series, that you can get 12 months in an Irish prison for refusing to give the password to your devices if you are suspected of committing what they call hate speech? 12 months for refusing to allow the state to read your private messages between you and your wife. Wow, Ireland is doing that. The new Irish dictatorship has been born. Boy, those people over there, you know, they're going to have to either riot or have a revolution to turn that situation around. I just don't know if they got it like their ancestors. I'm just not sure about that. I know it's there. It's dormant all over Europe, but I'm just not sure that they've really got that fire in the belly. When I was a kid, there was the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, wearing black ski masks, AR-15s, all kinds of weaponry, shotguns, walking the streets of Ireland. They meant business. They weren't effing around, if you know what I mean. The old IRA wouldn't tolerate any of this over in Ireland. In America, coming back across the ocean, I tell people all the time, it's never racist to protect your own community, your own neighborhood. The leftists are out of control. They'll say that's racist. And I say it's never racist to protect your own people, your own kind, and your own community. Right. As I said earlier, 4,000 Chinese men of military age, 18 to 35. Last 2 weeks, for a Senate Armed Services Committee meeting, which did lend the information out, they are in America. They are nowhere to be found. It's a lot of guys of military age, and they're coming across the border. There's been a 900% increase in the California, Texas borders, especially for Chinese males coming over. Not so much in Arizona where I live, but for some reason they're going into California. They already have a network there on the West Coast in Texas. Gunslinger who's out there, he's locked and loaded. He's ready. I know he's ready for action. But America is being set up to fail, in my view, just like Pearl Harbor. Many indicators that FDR, the Democrat, knew about it. Let our men drown. Let our men get attacked for his Bolshevik war against the world. Because never forget, FDR cited and allied himself with the communists. Stalin's murderous communists. And after World War II, when all the dust settled, we gave half of Europe to Stalin and his secret police, his NKVD, and there was more killing by the millions in all the occupied territories, compliments of the United States government. That is our legacy, whether you like it or not. I'd like to hear something from Fox News candy coat that one. They candy coat a lot of stuff on these news programs. My God, the things they talk about, they'd have you believe that everyone's a millionaire, everyone's rich, everyone's got lots of money. America is like it was in 1945, and everything is just wonderful. Wow. What are they smoking in those newsrooms? Talk about propaganda. I mean, at least I balance the good, the bad, and the ugly, as I said here in the monologue tonight. But those guys just put out BS, nonstop BS 24/7. Then they get mad if you don't believe it and eat it. Hook, line, and sinker. How dare you challenge them? How dare you question them? You're not supposed to have an opinion in this country. You're not supposed to challenge anything. We're not freaking China. They want us to be little Chinese men with your heads bowed, eating your little bowl of fucking rice. That's not America. And I resent the implication that we're supposed to be like that. We will never be like that. Capisce? We're not going to be like that ever. They don't like it? Tough. Take a number, get in line, shut the hell up. We'll get to them later. All these people in here in this country coming up here, all these migrants, Chinese nationals, military people, secret police, they're not fooling me one bit. Men with quote-unquote, special skills. And then every now and then I see an American handler who is their liaison or gal, making a smooth transition for them. Well, if they're harboring saboteurs or helping out the enemy, they are just as complicit and guilty when found any kind of a national emergency. They get those weird looks like they're looking at you like they're the Chinese secret police already. Well, China would be nothing without America. And they've got some nerve, in my view, even thinking they can come over here and dictate policy. Keep buying those guns, boys. Keep buying those guns and ammo. Load up. Well, you still can. You may need it one day, Well, I would say this. Look at the world today. If you wanted to implement a one-world government, first, you need to get rid of all national pride, especially patriot pride in America. Start by calling the nationalists far-right racist bigots for daring to object, daring to object to the globalist plunder and the unvetted mass immigration that is primarily run by Jewish front groups. We have said that time and time again. And then you want to bring in unpatriotic men who apparently are fleeing their own countries, leaving their women and children behind, rather than fight for their own nation. In this way, you can create the chaos, encourage their reaction, and then offer the magical solution. This is what corrupt and evil governments do. Just think about it. Why even invade a country, really? When you can just buy up its institutions, buy its congressmen with suitcases full of cash from Ukraine, maybe, wink, wink, or Gaza, buy up its Roman senators, corrupt them further, or maybe you sent them on a plane to Epstein Island and they were filmed raping children and you're going to use it as blackmail over their careers for the rest of their life. Why even invade a country when you can turn its women against its host nation men? They call the women feminists, make them, teach them to hate the men in their own country. Why even invade a country when you can make the men faggots, transvestites, and even make their children gay? Why invade a nation when you can sell the wealth generated by its labor to foreign investors? And then at some point in the future, when the nation has been gutted, programmed, and weak, you could introduce maybe a false flag attack, and then a foreign army of refugees, of military age, the military men who would be viewed as the needed diversity in order to finish off the host nation. Yeah, I think that's what's going on. I think that's what's happening. I really do. I'd be very, very surprised, but I would be ecstatic. I would love to be proved wrong. America goes through the next 100 years without any, if we're on the same track we're on now, it's not going to last 100 years. But my point is, if we get through the next decade or two without a major 9/11 or Pearl Harbor attack on America, if we get through this speed bump, and part of my philosophy is by bringing these things up, by talking about them, the enemy is listening in to this show especially, and we just might trip up their plans. We might make them nervous enough where they second-guess themselves, they overthink it, overanalyze it, and then we move in for the kill. That's my hope anyway. As they say, hope springs eternal, right? But I do think we're up against the wall in many ways. $33 trillion debt, soon to be $34 trillion, and $35, $36, just a number, right? Well, we don't really owe it, but they're going to try to make us owe it. In my view, the national debt has got nothing to do with the American people. It's all the debt of the District of Columbia, where it emanated from. They should pay it, and the U.S. government should pay it, but not through our taxes, which really are not illegal anyway, though they are upheld by the courts. The Federal Reserve Act never fully ratified. But that's a show for a different day. We're so glad you're here tonight. We are the Eternal Warriors against Satan's army. We are against the UN Agenda 2030. And we are for the real people of the nation. Pearl Harbor, a day that will live in infamy. The Von Wien Show is here to tell you about it. Love that by Blondie. War Child. Are you a war child, America? I know I am. I'm a war child from a war family. This is your dramatic warlord of the radio airways. We'll get the phone calls here in a moment, but just some brief announcements. Next Thursday night is our infamous annual UFO show with Joe Montaldo, who's been on History Channel, Ancient Aliens. Can't wait to hear the latest on UFOs, alien abductions, universal cosmic law, the reptilian race, for God's sake. all next Thursday. We'll probably take up the full 2 hours and do some calls the last hour or so of the show in overtime. It's going to be a fascinating show. Should be very good. We'll get Michael Deacon on again. And right now we are scheduled for the Christmas week. And just so you wanted to know about that, a few of you did. Well, let me tell you a little story about the American people. This just happened to me. By the way, we had a good show on Tuesday, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. We like to spin off each show if we can. But I was getting ready for the show and got back from the North Valley. Here's how strange things can happen and happen in the blink of an eye. Okay? Now, I'm in Valhalla Studios. I'm getting ready for the show. I got a neighbor who doesn't live too far away down the street. My German Shepherd goes nuts, sees this guy at the gate looking over the gate to the compound. Okay? So I'm inside getting ready, but you know, a man knows his dog, and I trained my dog to be loving to people, but vicious to our enemies, right? Well, I hear her go nuts, run towards the gate. I walk outside. There's a guy looking over the gate, about 6'3". Now, I thought he was the neighbor down the street. And I go, "Who are you and what do you want?" And he goes, "You should know who I am." And I go, "No, I don't know who you are. What's your name?" Wouldn't tell it to me. I said, "Well, you don't tell me your name. I don't know who you are now, do I?" I'm kind of a smart ass at times. He goes, "Stop throwing food over my fence. My dog ate it." The exact words. I go, "What the F are you talking about?" First of all, I love dogs. We never do that. And didn't throw anything over your damn fence. What the fuck are you talking about, man? I get outside the gate. I'm not afraid of anybody. He's twice my size. Big guy. But I thought, if anything goes down, I've got a submachine gun in my studio. My new Mossberg shotgun. Shells ready to go. My daggers are all over feet away from me. And I would get him on the ground if he attacks me. The police won't come in time. So it's mano a mano. So I get out there. And I go, "Look, man, no one threw any food over your fence. Get that through your thick head." Then he goes, "Well, don't do it again." I go, "I didn't do anything." So now I'm pissed. Now the guy has made an accusation against me. He's walking down the drive. This is right before the Bachelor show, about an hour before. People try to reach me. I always tell them, sometimes I can't get to the phone. "What do you mean, Vaughn? Things happen in life." That just happened on Tuesday night. So I walk up to his truck. I go, "What the F are you talking about? You got to get through your thick head. You saw something, man." I go, "But it wasn't me. It wasn't me throwing any food over your damn fence. Get that through your head." He rolls the window down about 6 inches while I'm saying that. He goes, "Okay," kind of in a gruff tone. Drives back to his house. So I'm in the middle of the road going, "What the hell just happened?" Now I'm really pissed. And I go, "You know, I meet challenges head on. That was a weird altercation of a guy that I barely speak to that guy. Must have been in that house for 20 years. I think we exchanged probably 20 words in 20 years. That's about it. He's not friendly. His wife's a bitch. His kids are weird." So anyway, I get in my car. I drive over to his house, and I knock on his door. I'm on his property. He opens the door. Dogs love me. So the German Shepherd is right there and stands at attention. He looks at the dog, looks at me, and I go, man, I don't know what you saw, but I really resent the implication here that I threw anything over your fence. So you must have seen something. I don't know if you're drinking or what's going on, but you got this is a complete effed up accusation. I just want you to know that. And I do resent it. He goes, well, I said, I loved you. I love dogs. I've had dogs my entire life and German Shepherds. He goes, okay. I go, look, man, I don't know if you had a bad day today or if you got fired, but don't take out your crap on me. I will fire it back at you. Do we have an understanding here? Yeah. He goes, yeah. Okay. Held his hand out. I shook his hand and I go, I never want to see you on my property in that kind of a mode or mood ever again. Am I clear? He goes, yeah. I go, okay. I wish you the best. Have a great night. But just so you know, I'm locked and loaded over there. Capiche? He goes, yeah, okay. I said, have a great night. Merry Christmas to you and yours. The dog just stared at me and smiled. Guy closes the door. So I said, have a good night. This is, you've got to have some kind of a weird misunderstanding, man. But get in my car and I come back home. Okay. This is 1 hour before the bachelor show. And I sat here thinking, this is when times are good. People are acting weird. I see guys tear up perfectly good parking lots. It's pretty funny, actually. Doing donuts. Mad. The Phoenix News is full of crazy people. It's all over the nation. Now, that happened to me. And this is when times are relatively good. Relatively good. Can you imagine what's going to happen when things really hit the fan? What if I walk outside my compound, there's four or five guys with shotguns wanting to come inside and rob me? What are you going to do, America? What are you going to do? You better be thinking about that, because I've war gamed these scenarios out years in advance. And let me tell you, that was a weird, freaky thing. A guy I've never speak to makes an accusation against you. And I told him, I don't want to ever see you on my property again. For no reason. No one's doing anything to you. You're down the road from me. Distance is good. And really, now there's not enough distance between us. God, can you imagine when things really go crazy over here, if we ever had a currency collapse or currency crisis, EMP attack, or the banks have a holiday, economic crash, the far right would say, sure, Red Dawn invasion, Chinese saboteurs. People are going to go nuts in this country, I'm telling you. They're going nuts now. And just keep your pulse on the people as I do. Keep your head on a swivel, because these things are going to come out of the blue more and more and more. Average credit card debt in America is $18,000 per household. Now, I'm not sure if that guy had financial problems, wanted to lash out at somebody. I don't put up with anybody's crap. I go, if you're thinking I'm that guy, one, you don't know me very well. Two, I am armed to the teeth. Three, if you ever step over here or attack my home, I'll blow your fucking head off, and I'll gladly do it. These people don't have a freaking clue. You're barking up the wrong tree, I told him. He sheepishly looks down, goes, okay. Held his hand out, I'm sorry. I go, what gets me is that why you thought it was me That's the bizarre thing. He has other houses around him, but he came to my house? Strange. I got his number now. I've already had told some key people in town about him, just in case. Got a few police friends, put it that way. But it just goes to show you what's going on. But when these things happen, you got to never forget one thing. The police are never going to protect you. You've got to protect yourself, and you are the storm. Not the police. You are the storm. Wow. What a week it's been. I'll never forget that interaction. It was a nice word between me and that neighbor guy. Don't like him. Never liked him. Always ignored him. Thank God he's enough. He's far enough away, but still. Some people are just weird. And I think as people get weirder or they lose their jobs economically, it's going to affect their psychology even more than it did before. Well, with that, let's get to our phone lines. I want to kick off the show with American Scotch from Wyoming. Let's hear about his comings and goings. What's going on, American Scotch? Welcome to the Von Wiegand Show. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. It's news that I was paying attention to today that triggered my memory of our conversation about a month ago. And I just wanted to remind everybody, we are 5 weeks away from the Iowa caucus. So knowing that, you know what, guys, I tell you, you know what, just look back on previous presidential years and remember the hoopla, the hype, the fervor, the intensity, the choices. It was nonstop 24/7. You couldn't turn around without something going on, mentioning a candidates, politics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 2015, November, December.
Right.
You know, 2019, November, December. I mean, we're talking just absolute nonstop hullabaloo about it. And look at this. Look at this now.
Yeah.
We've got the worst rated president. And I say that with air quotes as president. It's a resident, not a real guy. Biden's numbers are so abysmal that the numbers they're claiming he has that are just south of Carter's are absolutely completely fictitious. Nobody is supporting this guy. Nobody. And then you've got no alternatives on the Democratic side of the aisle, which is just absolutely ludicrous. They are actually rushing with this guy. I mean, rumors of senility. They've got the proof. Comer just came out with the ACH proofs of the money transfers and the payments that Joe was receiving from the Owasco or the Burisma. I can't remember which one it was now. But the payments are absolutely a slam dunk case, dead to rights case. There's no question. There's no defense strategy here. There's no way to dismiss this or excuse it. But there's no alternative. The Democrats are not offering anything, anybody, any excuses, any storyline changes. And then look at the Republican choices. I mean, two of the three leading candidates, other than Trump, are Indian. I mean,
I know.
It's absolutely laughable.
It is, because Nikki Haley gets that Wall Street money. She is a Israeli shill, bought and paid for, a political whore. The Jews own her ass, literally. You got Vivek running around, and I get a kick out of Vivek because he's really attacking Nikki, which I like. So it's fun to watch two Indians, you know, fight each other. And there's some real funny internet memes. I'm sure you've seen those. some pretty funny ones that they're attacking. And it's hilarious to watch. But yeah, then you got big fat Chris Christie, who still wants to be your president. Was Chris Christie running when most of us were little toddlers? He's still running for president for 20, 30 years?
No, I think he was at the Golden Corral both of those, all those years. You know, he wasn't doing anything politically. I mean, I just look at this and I find it amusing now because I can't but help believe that I know there's a lot of stories about this being a movie, a production, a military situation. Mm-hmm. True commander in chief is Trump. Biden is just a stand-in and the real Biden's gone. And I'm sorry at this point. There's so much evidence of that now that I just find this amusing now. I don't even find it alarming. I even was discussing something the other day, and when you were in the monologue, you were discussing the southern border and the Chinese, and this has got a lot of people rattled. And you know something?
Oh, yeah.
I was having a discussion a couple weeks ago about this, and just, you know, walk with me on this, because I'm just kind of floating theories out there. When you think about the three major flashpoints politically in the world of the superpowers. You've got Russia versus Ukraine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got Putin versus Zelensky out there, right? That's number one.
Right,
number two is Taiwan. You know, you got President...
Set us up good, American Scotch. Set us up good. Okay, man, we're ready.
Yeah.
We're listening.
Okay. You've got Xi in Taiwan, and then you've got the United States and this immigration flap with the Mexican border for the most part, right? I mean, really, the three major superpowers, that's our main concerns. So let's go through this here, okay? Ukraine, the Russian military has never invaded Ukraine. This is Wagner, PMC. It's a private military corporation. It's Russia's form of Blackwater, okay? So I found that interesting about 18 months ago, and I'm like, well, wait a second. Why are they using Wagner PMC to pull off these shenanigans? But I just said, well, whatever, maybe Putin's got a tax loophole he's got to fit, or it's some sort of United Nations, legal dodgeball he's playing. Who knows? So I gave it up. So now we've got Taiwan. Taiwan's number two. Now, pay attention to the true news of the United States Navy. The majority of American firepower on the seas is focused on Taiwan. It's not primarily in the Med. It's not primarily in the Gulf of the Persian Gulf or the Red Sea. There's a lot of Iranian power in both of those. There's a lot of British troops and fleets out there. But American firepower, naval-wise, is focused on Taiwan. So that was interesting point number two to me. And third one, we got all these Chinese males coming across our border. So we got three really weird anomalies with the three superpowers. And here's my theory on this, Vaughn. Now, let me give you the backdrop for your listeners that don't understand.
I'm listening, man.
But when you're dealing with, remember Tiananmen Square?
Yes.
This was like, was it 88, 89? I can't remember the year. Way back. And the Chinese troops that were driving the tank that was going to face the lone guy standing in the street that was such a world famous video shot and photograph, they were not from Beijing. Those troops were not from Beijing. They were not from Shanghai. And I believe Tiananmen Square, if I'm not mistaken, I believe is Beijing, but I'll have to double check. Whatever the city is, the local soldiers were not in uniform and driving those tanks against the people. They brought in Mongolian troops. Those were Mongolian forces. Now, why would they do that? Because they wanted to make sure if push came to shove and shit happened, the troops would be able to fire upon the people if they absolutely had to. Now, if you're dealing with local troops, necessarily do that. You're going to have some serious problems mentally with local soldiers from that nation firing on their own people. So let's go back. Ukraine, Wagner PMC. Putin doesn't have Russian troops in there. He's got mercs in there, Russian mercenaries, German mercenaries.
Yeah.
Wagner's got a large cornucopia of nationalities in their uniform. So right there, you've got potentially a conflict of interest mentally in Russian state soldiers firing on Ukrainians because they're basically Russians. Ukrainian people are Russian. It's Russia. It's a province of Russia. It always was. It always has been. This independence thing is cooked up by NATO and the Jews. Those people really don't give a rat's ass about being independent. They just want prosperity and health and happiness. And independence, Ukraine has not fared well for those people. It's done very well for American, British, NATO, and other corrupt Ukrainian officials, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's point number one. So Putin, and now think about this. He wouldn't even allow American troops to get in there. How could he trust them with all of the corruption that has been shown with Biden, with the Clintons, with Obama, with the Bushes? I mean, every single major president we've had has had a vested interest in the shenanigans in Ukraine. So Putin has got Wagner in there, okay? Now let's look at Taiwan.
Right.
Why all the American firepower in Taiwan?
Right.
And then we've got our border, Chinese troops. So here's my hypothesis. I think that these Chinese males are here to round up and American cartel members and any other shady, you know, players that you've got in California. That's where they're mainly focusing. They're all congregating in California. So if you've got American troops that are ordered to start picking up American or Mexican border people, and they potentially know them, you're going to have a conflict of interest. You've got the Chinese here, potentially, this is just a hypothesis, to potentially do some cleanup duty that American soldiers you couldn't trust with, because our forces are taking care of Taiwan. President Xi can't trust Chinese troops to fire on Taiwanese.
Right.
It wouldn't work, but American troops will do it. So I personally think, now this is just me talking, that I'm going to let this play out. I think there may be a lot more going on here than we all think. They've basically all just traded a region of responsibility, and they've done that. And like I said, look at Ukraine. It's going to be 24 in another month. It'll be 2 years. Putin has absolutely decapitated the Ukrainian military movement. It's
right.
Zelensky.
Okay, I will pose a hypothesis to you, American Scotch. Now, hear me out. Are the Chinese soldiers actually, in reality, reptilian lizards sent here to attack America, sir?
Well, you know what? You know.
I think they are reptilian lizards sent here by the evil globalist cabal.
You never
know.
It's
the Jews.
They love to worship that dragon, man. Everywhere you look in China,
they
do. Dragon that. You never know. And what
if Trump?
Chinese women.
Yes, right.
Chinese women are dragon women, right?
They're dragon women, exactly. The dragon lady. Our dragon lady is Hillary. Also, we know that Antarctica has the ice wall to hide the real truth.
Yes.
That Earth is nothing but a huge pizza, really. Tastes
it
good.
Is. Absolutely.
Just a huge pizza.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
if Trump is in charge, then how could he allow
the Chinese to come into America? Trump's secretly in charge. How do we answer that one?
Well, we just have to see what's going to be playing out here. But from what I'm seeing here,
trust the plan.
You know, there's a lot of rumors of the Border Patrol. A lot of the guys in the Border Patrol have always maintained that the Trump wall never stopped being built. Now, I've heard that from more than one. And we got certain snapshots, for certain video clips that – you know, it's a wide open border. There's a gate open. The people are running through it, and CNN plays it ad nauseum. But the truth of it is, the border wall supposedly has never stopped being built. Now, I don't live near the border anymore. I live down near south of you in Casa Grande for about 7 years. And so I had a lot of friends that worked on Border Patrol down in Nogales and also in the Yuma area. So they told me, Ian, this shit, I moved out of there. That was 2011. Back then, they were saying that they really got on the immigration, that they were really ordered to shore it up because the Obama first term just was shitting the bed. So, like I said, I mean, we're going to let this play out. We're going to see if time will tell. But remember now remember something else about this time last year. Remember when I called in and I told you that the Japanese had secretly poisoned Henry Kissinger? Do you remember that conversation?
I remember that. Yeah, I did.
Remember that? That was like October, November of 22. And there was another headline. I'll try to find it. I'll post it on Gab for you. That
thank God for the
died.
Japanese. Thank God for the Japanese.
Yeah.
The Empire of Japan, we salute you. God, I hope that's true.
There was a headline that Kissinger died in March. And this latest headline that the world, you know, was swallowing down last week was just for the masses. But he actually died in the spring. So the rumors that the Japanese potentially slow poisoned him when he made threats, he went over there under the Trilateral Rockefeller gang to say, look, you know, you guys need to do this, you need to do that, you need to let us have our Yakuza power back, and et cetera, et cetera. And the Japanese were like, go fuck yourself. You're not going to threaten us anymore, fat man. We're not controlled by these Trilateral Rockefellers. And now he's dead. So,
you know, I would say the Axis powers were right again.
Yes.
They were right.
Oh, yes.
Again.
Oh, absolutely. I was just watching a lot of Man in High Castle, and I swear, I'm watching this series, and I wish, don't you wish we actually had that reality? Look how great America was.
I do.
Oh.
That would be so awesome. In fact, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Are you dreaming of a white Christmas, Scotch? I mean, a real white Christmas? I know I am.
And
I'm trying not to have I do not want a multicultural Christmas. I do not want a Negroid or Juden or blah, 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 mongrel. I don't want a mongrel Christmas. And now it's going to be a new hit. They'll say, let's all hold hands, sing Kumbaya, and we want a mongrel Christmas. That's the new theme song for America. But not
every
for me
single,
and not for Valhalla Studios, damn it.
Yeah.
You want a
every
white Christmas.
Everyone you see has got black people in it. Everyone.
Everyone.
Every single.
They're only 13% of the frickin' population.
It's unbelievable.
They're not 98%. That's what gets
me.
Those idiots say everything on TV should reflect America. Well, America has 12% black. So 12% of the commercials max should have blacks in them. Yet 99.9% do.
You know what? They're not even a strong buying demographic. They don't spend a lot of money. And these commercials are catering to this black urban ghetto face. It just makes me vomit looking at this over and again. It's unbelievable.
Have a mongrel Christmas, America. Enjoy your ghetto rice and your gin and juice and your no turkey on the table. Your hamburger helper. If that, God, that's the new America with a K.
If you didn't know any better, when you're watching this TV, you'd think that you were in southern Sudan. I mean, I'm blown away. I just saw an ad for Pfizer that was still pushing the vaccine. And
they
people,
love their vaccines, don't they?
I mean, I couldn't believe it. It's like they're rolling the flu vaccine, COVID vaccine now into a two-in-one. you know, that
right.
Americans need to get out there and get their double flu shot now, because the immune system gets a boost from vaccinations. Isn't that hilarious?
I know. It is.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Scotch, what would you say? Give us your quick take on Gitmo and your Christmas wishes to the Von Wien Show audience. And we'll end this segment. Go, sir. You're on.
Honestly, I just tell everybody, go to Google Earth and go back to the previous 5 or 10 year snapshot for Gitmo on Google Earth. Or you can just Google Gitmo 2010 or 15 and then Gitmo 2020, 21, 22, whatever. Take a look at the differences, how much it's grown. It's a little city down there. Now, I don't know what's going on down there. No one does, because this military under this commander-in-chief doesn't headline its moves to the enemy. They are very smart.
Right.
You know, Clinton and Bush and Obama, that wasn't the case. They would telegraph all of their moves,
right.
And that's why we had such a goddamn debacle in Afghanistan and Iraq and Somalia and Kosovo for all these
right.
years. Our military looked like they were just all thumbs. Well, that's because the goddamn presidents were asinine in letting the enemy know what they were going to do. Gitmo's grown.
Right.
And they say
okay, now what are your final thoughts to America for the holidays and for Christmas?
Oh, boy. I was going to say, you know what? Watch your spending. Don't go crazy, because you never know what this village idiot that's acting like the president has got in store as far as, you know, internet shutdowns or what have you. Honestly, Vaughn, you know what? Nothing would surprise me. Nothing would surprise me anymore.
I agree. American Scotch, thanks so much, sir. Have a wonderful night, man. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Wow. Well, the Gunslinger is going to be up next. Don't go anywhere.
This just in, we can now call the 2024 presidential race for Joe Biden. This morning, an emboldened China invades Taiwan.
Financial markets are in free fall as 500 regional banks have shuttered their doors.
Border agents were overrun by a surge of 80,000 illegals yesterday evening.
Officials closed the city of San Francisco this morning, citing the escalating crime and fentanyl crisis.
Who's in charge here?
It feels like the train is coming off the tracks.
Well, we're all the Black Sheep Squadron on this show. The Pearl Harbor is the big, big thing. And with that being said, listen to this.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
Love it. A little bit of Black Sheep Squadron. Well, I can remember when I was a kid, there'd be this great show on, the Black Sheep Squadron, starring Robert Conrad. And I used to love when the Japanese guys were in their planes going, I'm going to get you, Mr. Boing-Dang. I'm going to cut you down, Major Boing-Dang. The Hollywood actors playing the Japanese fighter pilots were just hysterical. I used to laugh at the reruns watching that show. They'd be zipping around the Pacific Theater of War and their F-4 Corsairs. I love that plane. And they were always saying, where is Major Boynton today? You see out there in the skies, ready to fight the Imperial Navy of Japan? John, this was great. Big fat Marine Corps mechanic who would be yelling at everybody, I need some more spare parts from America, from Louisiana, Texas. Where's my spare parts at, Corporal? Corporal guy walks up there. Aye, Sergeant, I don't know where they are. We never got it in from Pearl. God, great American. That's great American television. Hysterical stuff. Where are you, boing, ding? God, great stuff. Well, that's the intro for the Gunslinger. I love guns. By the way, before I bring Gunslinger on, I went to the gun show in Phoenix last week, and many Americans are buying guns. And I always encourage it. Buy as many as you can possibly afford. Because in times of crisis, you'll be handing out rifles to your neighbors. And with that being said, every boy in America wants to grow up and be a gunslinger someday. Welcome to the show, Gunslinger. How are you, man?
I'm a locking and I'm a loading.
Yes.
I call it the gunslinger.
Watch out for those Chinese troops, man. 4,000 the last 2 weeks for the Roman Senate. How's that for some facts?
These motherfuckers are going to take this country over without having a fire shot. Isn't that terrible?
Mm-hmm.
That's sickening. Yep. I mean, we're allowing these bastards to flow over the southern border down here. I'm in Texas. We got a border down here, too. Okay? Just like fucking water. They bring in their scum. They're not intelligent people. I'm sorry they hate to burst everybody's burst. But there's dumb fucks out there. And that's what these people are, dumb. Okay? They're not scientists. They're not scholars. They're not artists. They're not, the cream of the crop. Engineers, electricians, plumbers, the whole nine yards.
Give it a break.
Their government or country or whatever is kicking these sons of the bitches out. And where are they going? Come over here. Yeah, we'll take you. Why not?
Right.
What a bunch of bullshit.
I mean, because America's so stupid. We'll take you. Are you penniless? Are you a bum in your own? Are you a pedophile or a criminal? Well, I've got the country for you. Go to the United States of America. Just come on in with no money and no. We love your shoeless, dumb fuck peasants. Just bring them over by the boatload. We don't have enough of them. We need more.
And we'll roll the fucking red carpet out for them, son of a bitches.
We will. We're so
now,
stupid.
We're so stupid. I know. Boy, that's
this country's a retard.
Speaking of people buying guns and everything, which is the great gift that everybody should spread, and that's a lot of Dr. Love led.
Yeah.
Get Dr. Love led. That's the best
I
gift
I love
that you
Dr.
Can buy
Love led.
I do, too. I absolutely love it, okay? That even reminds me of a little joke. A guy goes into a fucking gun shop, and he says to the fucking guy on the other side of the counter, he says, I need a gun. Well, the guy on the other side there in the gun shop says, well, what kind of gun do you need? Well, what are you going to shoot? He asks, what are you going to shoot? So the guy, the customer, says, I'm going to shoot Africans, Puerto Ricans, and Mexicans. There you go for that.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's an oldie but a good one. Here it is.
Yeah.
Now, for celebrating, Pearl Harbor and everything, and we all know, and if you don't know, you need to get the damn quicksetting cement out of your goddamn fucking ears, okay? That was a setup, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The United States government leaked exactly where those ships were going to be and in what position they was going to be in. Now, remember, Europe was already at war over there, and the United States were just fucking dying to get into that war. The Jewish bastards, the Jewish wars, okay? Now, you have a country, the United States, that is on the brink of World War II. You know, they're just itching and everything. So what's the best way to get the oomph behind the American people to support this bullshit is to call all your fucking Southern Fleet or the Pacific Fleet into one fucking area.
Mm-hmm.
Fox Canyon.
That's the kill zone. That's the kill zone.
I've never been to fucking Hawaii. I'd like to. It sounds like a nice place to visit and see Pearl Harbor and all that stuff. But they put all the battleships, everything in there, and they lined them up like shooting geese in a goddamn pond. They knew exactly where those fucking ships were. They knew exactly what time to hit them. And they knew exactly what position to hit them in and how much to hit them. How stupid can you be putting your entire Pacific Fleet in a little bitty canyon? It's got one way in and one way out. You sink one ship in the mouth of that deal and you're fucked. And they got fucked. Okay?
That's right.
Now you tell
and
me
now we did the same thing. We have our Navy fleet in the Persian Gulf. Gunslinger in a very tiny area through the Strait of Hormuz. We have a lot of our battle groups over there right now, and they are sitting ducks for those hypersonic missiles. They can be wiped out. Yeah. Hate to say it.
They can be wiped out any time, and they're doing this because they're itching for a war. It's just like jock itch. They're itching for a goddamn war is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to hand it to Trump that he didn't get us into no damn war, okay? Unlike these dumb fucks that are in there right now. They want war. They want war today. They want war last year, okay? At least Trump did not get us into a fucking war, okay? And he killed a bunch of damn terrorists over there that needed their goddamn fucking heads blown off. Okay.
That's right.
You gotta
that's what America's good at. We're good at blowing off terrorist heads, and we love it.
That's right.
Yeah,
we love it. We're good
to hear about
shit.
It. I just laugh when I hear that. Kick it around like a soccer ball. Fuck them. You know?
Yeah. And exploding like a
soccer ball. I'd be good at war. I have no sympathy for the enemy at all. None at all. They attack me.
No.
That's all bets are off, baby.
That's right. Well, it's the same thing in here in America. These damn fucking nigdoggers, okay, that only make up, 11-12% of the population, are doing 95% of the goddamn crimes in this country. Why? People can't see that.
How dare we even mention
that?
That's
really racist. Oh, my God.
It's called common sense. It's racist. They go, you're not supposed to notice that, gunslinger. That's the problem. It's your mental programming. You shouldn't notice that. I noticed it, so get over it.
Oh,
deal with it.
Shame on you. Well, you know where Fort Worth is over there. You've probably been through there.
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
I slipped in the chat room there earlier there, and this nigger Nog goes into a bank over there. Sets down calmly. A few seconds later, jumps up and starts shooting a Tarrant County Sheriff's deputy. He got shot twice, but at least the deputy had enough in him left in him to jump up and return fire. Okay, now thank God the deputy survived it. He did survive it.
Did he kill the assailant?
I don't know if he killed him or not. I mean, in the heat of battle like that, and it's amazing that when you get into a heat of battle like that. Now, I've never been in the military, okay? Never have, okay? Well, but I've studied self-defense, and I've studied guns. That's why I'm called a gunslinger, okay? When you get into a heat of battle, your caveman brain takes over, okay?
Yes, it does.
You're... flight or fight mode comes in,
mm-hmm.
and you if especially if, well, say a semi-automatic handgun, you will continue to pull that trigger until that target is eliminated.
That's right.
That's your caveman brain. Take it over. It says, finger, keep pulling that trigger because that's what's going to save your ass.
That's right.
And your finger continues to pull that trigger until your brain conceives that threat has been eliminated.
That's right. I agree.
That's totally. I mean, so you're going to have and see more of these people fight back. They have to, because if they don't fight back in this country, these goddamn scumbags are going to take over. Get it, people? Take over. They will rape your fucking wife. They will rape your goddamn girlfriend. And they will rape your goddamn dog. And a tree in the backyard, if you got any trees in the backyard.
They actually have caught them raping trees. They actually have. That's a fact. They've caught the African migrants raping trees in the parks up here. They find a hole. And I always, you know, I hate to say it, but my dad always said, and his friends, that, you know, the black guys, not all, but the vast majority, they were known for that, that they would bang literally anything. And they always tell me about the story when they got to Vietnam, there was this prostitute with, obviously she had VD, right? And the U.S. Air Force guys get out. All the white guys walk past her and go, no, thank you. No, thank you. Doesn't look that good, not that hot. And she has a disease, I think. But the black guy goes, hell yeah, I'll take her.
Yeah. they'll
looks good to me. And they were laughing about that for my dad's two tours of duty there in the Saigon. But he never forgot it. And he noticed that all during... I mean, it's just indicative of everything. It's just true. It's look, that's why Africa is full of people that are always starving. Yep. All they do is procreate over there and be kind. And they don't grow food. They don't build anything. Yep. They've been living like in mud shacks for 5,000 years or a million years. Nothing's changed. If anything has changed, it's because the white man's gone over there and built it or invested in it. Then they kick the white man out when they want it, when they want to steal it, and now you got a South Africa on your hands, or you had a Rhodesia, you know. And then they have crazy currency and crazy inflation of like 1,000,000% over there. Biden would do well running an African country because he's really good at creating inflation. And if he ran an African nation, they would just, wow. They go, wow, it's only 1,000%, not 1,000,000%. Well, Biden's great, is what the Africans would say.
Well, you know, you remember that Africa at one time exported a lot of things at one time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the dictators got in charge over there. I call them dickheads, dictators. Okay, they took away the land from the white farmers that were over there.
That's right.
Okay, look it up. It's true. And now they're starving. They don't export anything anymore. And why?
That's right.
Because they took away the very thing, the very fucking tool that they needed to keep exporting thing, and that was the white man. Good God, ain't we terrible? We
that evil white man. Get rid of him. What? Just send him out of here. He's a racist. See, whenever they kick out the white, the white guy, the African nations go down the drain. Look at any African nation that kicked out whitey. Down with whitey, right?
Trent.
They shake their little black fist in your face. Well, whenever they do that, their nation goes down the drain. And I sit back and laugh and go, you get what you fucking deserve, Joker style.
That's right.
What the Joker That's says, right. you'll I mean, get what you effing deserve.
That's right. You're just a terrible white cracker boy is all you are. You know, they
Damn
built
right.
this nation, remember? The blacks built this nation.
That's what Trump said.
Built
the blacks
nation.
Built America. Well, thanks a lot, Trump.
That's right.
I guess my ancestors aren't good enough for you, and Mar-a-Lago, right?
That's right.
Thanks a lot, Donnie boy.
That's right.
Then you wonder why you got problems in middle America. Flyover country for you. I know you're in the Trump jet. You don't care about us. And Nelson Mandela, all these dumb white politicians, kiss his black ass. Yeah. He's a communist.
That's right.
He's been a communist.
Communist.
He's told you he's a communist. He's an African communist. That's why they want to take over South Africa, the whole continent.
Oh.
They kick out Whitey,
okay.
And they're going to kill him. I told the whites 20 years ago, get the hell out of there. Either fight, take it over, or get out. You got two options. There is no third option. They always want the third option of sticking around. You stick around, you get a knife in your back. You get killed.
That's right.
This has been going on in South Africa. And they want that to happen in America.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's actually already happening in America. You're not safe walking down any fucking street in any fucking big major city. Even the small ones now are getting bad. They're getting real bad, okay? You're not safe there, okay?
Right.
But yet these libtard cocksuckers, okay? Oh, well, we need gun control, and we need to take the guns out of people's hands, and then there won't be no shootings and all this shit, and we can just sit around and circle jerk each other. Bull fucking shit. These motherfuckers need to be put down like fucking dogs, like rabid dogs.
I know.
Only thing that is going to save America. Remember what America was founded. God, guns, and guts. What do you think the founding fathers did to the British?
And my ancestors were there. We shot their fucking ass.
Right.
Don't mess around with the white man's land, or there will be hell to pay.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And I would have been right there with them because I wouldn't want to miss the action. See, I like action. I wouldn't want to miss the action.
That's right.
I go, where are we going? Well, we're going to ambush the redcoat camp. Can I go? Can I come along?
Yeah.
If I was a little kid, I'll bring your ammo pouches. And if I was an older man, give me a couple of muskets. Let's shoot their ass. Get them out of here. Damn right.
Well,
NASA went down.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, you're absolutely right. One last thing here about these white self-haters. You son of bitches, you ought to be shot. Okay? You come out here and you spew your bullshit. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that you're so sorry. Did I offend you, mother? I'll offend your goddamn ass. And it sounds like this. Hear that? That's a slide on my 9mm. I'll offend your goddamn ass. Anybody that bows down and tries to kiss these fucking motherfuckers' feet, they need what's coming to them. Sorry. It's nature.
I agree.
It's a natural way.
They're traitors.
Traitors
to America. Damn right.
America.
Gunslinger, thanks so much,
absolutely,
sir. Have a great night.
Lock and load.
You heard it from the gunslinger, America. Lock and load. God, it's so true. We'll get to more calls in about 1.5 minutes.
So why don't we dive right in by interpreting one of the easiest events in the last 20 years of American history. Now, can someone tell me why in 1975 we pulled our troops out of Vietnam?
The failure of Vietnam invasion to win popular support caused an ongoing erosion of confidence in the various American but illegal Saigon regime.
Is she right? Because I know that's the popular version of what went on there. And a lot of people like to believe that. I wish I could, but I was there. I wasn't here in a classroom hoping I was right, thinking about it. I was up on my knees in rice paddies with guns going up against Charlie, slugging it out with him while pussies like you were back there partying, putting headbands on, doing drugs, listening to the damn Beatle album.
Hey, Professor, take it easy, will you? I mean, these kids, they were in grade school at the time. And me, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. But since you want to help, maybe you can help me. You remember that thing we had about 30 years ago called that Korean conflict where we failed to achieve victory? How come we didn't cross the 38th parallel and push those rice eaters back to the Great Wall of China and take the brick and nuke them back into the Stone Age River? How come? Tell me why. Say it.
All right. I'll say it. Because Truman was too much of a pussy wimp to let MacArthur go in there and blow out those commie bastards.
Good answer. Like the way you think. I'm going to be watching you.
Good teacher. He really seems to care about what I have no idea.
God, I love that. Don't forget next week's show, the UFO show with Joe Monsalto. And back to the phones, back to the bullpens, and the starting gate. Let's get on with this one. Welcome to the Von Weekend Show. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, I'm Ron Record, Crazy Nation Radio. I'm in town, and I'm listening to Ron Talk Radio. I'm going to the Von Weehunt Show. Von Weehunt, be tuned in. Don't miss the show if you'll really like it. This is from your friend, Ron Record, from Crazy Nation Radio.
I love it.
How's it going, Bob?
Hey, good. We talked on Tuesday night to Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. And I knew your 417 area code when it gets you on the air. Yeah, Ron Reck of the Crazy Nation Radio is here. We have Lucid Libertarian in the chat room. She's our lady tonight.
She loves me too,
but she
thinks I'm crazier than her. She wants to be crazier than me. We're having a competition. You know, she understands I'm a rattler. I don't goof around. But yeah, anyway, Merry Christmas to everybody if it means anything.
Merry Christmas to you, man.
Yeah. I went to my granddaughter's little concert thing, Christmas concert. You know, and that was cute and fine and dandy. And here I'm a rock musician and a radio host. But I still had to come to the studio and practice tonight for a little while, and I threw a couple songs up at you. But yeah, man, it's getting great. I hope Joe does win in 24. I really do, because this can completely go ahead and fuck it all. Let's just get totally fucked in the ass and be done. Don't fuck around. I'm not a fucking around kind of guy, you know what I mean? I want to get it fucking done. But you're right. Guys,
right.
Lock and load, brother. Fucking
let it
fuck
all burn.
Exactly.
Let it all burn down like Rome.
They fucking want, like I said before, I said this on my show, but I'm going to say it on yours. The problem is we became a bunch of pussies. We're scared.
Right.
And first thing, somebody brought that up on another show, and I first word I put up was fucking jail. People are scared to go to jail. You know, they are. And, you know, the other thing, people need to take another fucking total look at jail. Okay, why do we have more people in prisons in this country than anywhere else in the whole fucking world but the United States? There's more people in prison. Why is that? Well, I got the answer if you want to know it. It's called money.
Mm-hmm.
Money, fucking money. Can't get enough of it. Juice more. Like a fucking heroin addiction. That's all these fuckers are, man. They want the dope. They don't care. They smoke it. And they
America
want it.
Loves
and they're
dope.
They're going to do whatever they can to get. Absolutely, we love that shit.
This
Let's
show
bring it on
is
in.
Dope.
Fuck yeah. You know, we
the
don't
Von
Weehunt
Show is
us.
Dope.
It is the dope. Damn right. The Von Weehunt Show is the shit, brother. I mean, you can't get no better than this.
Except for the Ron Reck Show. That's a great show, too. That's right.
I don't know about
and
that.
And Lucid said she loves her weed up there in Oregon. She loves her weed in Oregon. Love it.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
That's it. Smoke on, baby. Fucking right
That's
on.
That's up down to us. Valhalla Studios in Arizona. Don't forget about us during Christmas. Thank you very much. Just a little plug there for Lucid.
Oh, yeah. Hey, there's some bag, sack, and a case
and
shit. You know what I used to like to do when I was a young rock star? We used to go, we was down in Illinois one time, but in Unkahokia Mountains outside of East St. Louis. These old Indian burial grounds, these big mountains like things they built. And we'd buy bottles of Southern Comfort, okay, and Yukon Jack and weed. You want to talk about sled riding until the cops show up. You know, you're cool until the cops show up, but, you know, it was fun.
Right.
Yeah, Yukon Jack and Southern Comfort and some good old weed. Can't get your big bottle. $47? $47.
I saw that.
I got a plant right here on my desk growing. Right, I got a pot plant on my desk here in my studio.
There you go.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, it's legal.
Hey, cannabis
it's legal.
Is the American growth crop. It's making many Americans rich. You know.
Well, cannabis. I'm telling you right now, a lot of people don't understand the definition of cannabis. when you hear the word canvas, where does that come from? Cannabis. You know, that's what cannabis mm-hmm. was made out of, was hemp. It was made out of hemp rope, you know, hemp thread. You know, that's why it's so
yep.
durable. The military,
that's right.
the Navy uses it, still uses it today. But it's going to be illegal
right.
when you ain't allowed to have it. So, you know, it don't make no sense. Most of the shit they do don't make no sense. Any people like that have to explain it to them. Here's what the retards are trying to tell you. And but that's what it is. I mean, most people don't understand how fucking things go on. They don't get it. You know, and I don't think they do either. One doesn't
right.
know what the other one's doing. You know what I mean? Because it's going to, you know, slide in. But if I'm on 24, man, I just believe it's going to be a bad fucking scene. I really do. I think it's really going to be a bad
yeah.
scene. You know, it's not good. People are going to finally wake up to reality. You know, this guy's been fucking evil 4 years. How much more can your asshole take without no losing?
Can you imagine four more years of Biden, the clown show?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, think about it. It's like fucking with no lube. You know what I mean? For a dried out old hole, and you ain't got no lube. And I see you got electricity plug into you. What the fuck are you going to do with it? You know, you stop pumping at all.
Exactly.
You know, then you're going to get his goddamn costume. Oh, my God. That fucking, what's her name? That crackhead. What's her name? Leon, Peon, Dijon. What are the fucking press secretary chick.
Negroid chick. I call her the Negroid
that
chick.
Beetlejuice's daughter. Anyway,
right.
I'm talking to Laurie Lightfoot. You know, that's who I'm talking about. But anyway, they do look kind of familiar.
Whatever her name is.
But anyway,
plantation girl.
State, right. Now, she's talking about red flag, and some states are going red flag with guns and all this crazy. Well, it's just 450. 450
mm-hmm.
what? Shootings. What? Bitch, where the fuck you been? 450? Oh, my God. And how did you get the job? You really must have sucked. Good. But she's the one that admitted that she's an immigrant, lesbian, and black.
Right.
And I have nothing against
Wonderful.
That. I really don't have nothing against that.
It's all America needs is more black lesbians. Great.
I'm a lesbian, but I'm a white lesbian, which ain't really good, but I'm a lesbian. I'm still a fucking lesbian. And I love to snatch like the other chick.
You're a lesbian trapped in a man's body, and I don't blame you.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't blame you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was in a bar one time, and I was buying these two chicks, fine-looking women in the bar. I bought them a drink, you know, okay, being gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know, so they didn't say hi, thank you, nothing, just nothing. So I bought them another one. Still nothing, no response from the sidewalk. I'm like, hey, ladies, what's going on? I mean, you know, can you say at least thank you? So and they go, well, we like chicks.
Mm-hmm.
So, hell, really? You
damn
like,
right.
You like pussy? And I said, that's cool. I said, hey, bartender, get a three lesbian drink down here. But anyway, that's it. You know. Then Hearts walked in the bar. The bartender said, why such a long face? You know, so you got to try to figure that one out, too. But anyway, yeah, man, we got to boot up. That's what's going to have to happen with us in this country. It's not going to fix it. We're not going to fix it.
Oh,
it's
I agree.
Harder,
Ron. They say to vote harder. Don't you love that phrase?
Fuck.
It's just about voting. And wait, here is the latest one. I heard this one this morning on a Rhino talk show. This guy is from Fox News. He goes, we got to have voter reform. That's all we need, Ron's voter reform. That's
okay.
That's what they believe.
Can I make you an offer? If I buy you a baseball bat, would you beat me the fuck up with it? Okay. Anyway, that makes sense. But did you hear today? Did you hear what happened today to Hunter today? Little Hunter Biden, did you hear what happened to him today?
No, tell me.
Did you not hear this news today? Oh, fuck, it's all over the place. It's all the fuck over the place.
I must have missed
it
that
says,
one.
I'll pass the link off into the chat room. Anyway, I'll read a little bit to you just to entertain your guest and, you know, your audience a little bit. Here's the deal. Washington AP, Associated Press. Hunter Biden was indicted on 9 tax charges in California on Thursday, today.
Mm.
Okay. As a special counsel investigated into the business dealings of President Joe Biden's son intensifies against the backdrop of the looming 24 election. New charges, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors are in addition to the federal firearm charge in Delaware allegating Hunter Biden broke laws against drug users having guns in 2018. Okay.
He's going to get off, though. Biden. He's going to get – he's the president's son.
Sure,
oh, yeah.
Is. But maybe. I don't know. Something might fall apart. Maybe. Hopefully. That's what I'm hoping for. Anyway, they came after impulsion of a plea deal over the summer that would have spared him jail time. Now, I'm not going to go on and on this. But anyway, he owed $1.4 million in taxes. Yeah, obviously paid it. But anyway, if he's convicted of any of these charges right now, he's looking at 17 years in prison. So.
Yeah, never. That's never going to happen. But I mean, I know there's some people that are on the right hand side of the ledger, so to speak, who believe that. Never, he'll never see a day in jail. He's the president's son.
Right.
Yeah.
So if the special counsel probes remains open, Weiss said in a public response, defense attorney Abe Lowell accused Weiss of bowing to Republican pressure in the case. Based on the facts in the law, how if Hunter's last name was anything other than Biden, the charges in Delaware and now California would have been brought, Lowell said in a statement. Well, yeah, of course. If his name was not Biden, shit would already been happening. If he was running Joe Schmo like us, he would have been locked the fuck up a long, long time ago. The minute they thought he was fucking off, they locked, you know?
God.
No, man. So ain't this crazy? Ain't this crazy?
It is crazy. It's getting crazier, I tell you.
Yes, it is. It needs to happen. Damn. Anyway, that's all I got for you tonight, Vaughn. I'm going to rock out because I'm trying to read some stuff, but I'm going to stick with you. I'll be listening to the show. I'm working on a music list because I got a gig coming up in New Year's, so I got to get my shit together to play.
Congrats on the gig. Yeah. Thanks for calling the show. Ron, yeah. Reckon, Crazy
Absolutely.
Nation Radio.
Right.
I love you, man. Have a great and Merry
too,
Christmas
brother.
To you and yours and your family, bud. Appreciate
you. You too, bro. Absolutely. Party on.
Thanks, man. Awesome. Ron's going to rock out. And as he should. Wow, rock out with your cock out, right? What they used to say in the bars. Well, that's another story. You know, let's get to the Gladiator. We got to get and then the EMP. We got to hear the Las Vegas Strip. The latest on the crazy shooter at UNLV campus. Gladiator, welcome to the show. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. Good. Yeah, interesting show, man. Got a lot of great stuff. Two best
good.
Phrases tonight. Two best phrases.
Let's get right into it.
Yeah, I want to get to the two best phrases tonight from the gunslinger first. First one was, we're going to have a circle jerk and jerk each other off. That was great.
I heard that. That was funny.
The best one tonight, did I offend you? Motherfucker. I love that. all right, so, yeah, the UNLV lockdown, man. So I live literally, you know, 2.5 blocks to the strip, to the Four Corners, Bellagio, Flamingo, Horseshoe, Caesar's Palace, right? So I heard all these sirens going by my apartment complex, and I'm really close to like where the Flamingo meets the strip. And I heard all these sirens, and I was on a phone call with somebody from the East Coast, and I'm like, wow, there's a lot of sirens, man. What's going on? And I went about my business, working on the computer, talking with my friend over in Georgia. And I finally, at the end of the day, I'm like, you know, I need to go out. I need to go to Home Depot, Walmart, Target, need to get some stuff for the new apartment. And I turn my radio on. It's always, you know, on talk radio, AM. And I'm flipping through, and I keep hearing these, like, weird things. Like, okay, well, we're going to get an update from the county sheriff, but nobody said Clark County Sheriff. So I'm like, oh, something must have happened around the world. Like, what happened in the United States today? I went to the north side on my side road instead of the south side, which gets me right to where they locked it down. So I didn't see the lockdown. It was right across from my neighborhood, literally, where they locked it all down, where the shooting happened. So if I was on the roof of my building, right, playing tennis or hanging out in the hot tub, I would see where that shooting happened. That's how close I lived to it. So.
Right.
So basically, this 60-year-old professor who was radically left, radically liberal, radically out of his mind, they first said it was a student who did the shooting. Then it was just a 60-year-old guy. We think he was radical right, you know, like on the regular news stations. And I'm just like, wait a minute. Why would a guy like that in Vegas, right? There's much better things to do. And to shoot three students, like there's nothing better to do, like no way. So what ended up happening and finding out was there was a radical left professor who applied for a professorship job. He got denied the job and went radical left lunatic and ended up killing the dreams of students who he professed, you know, earlier by applying for that job that he was interested in educating these young people's minds.
Right. Did he kill them?
Minds away. Yeah, he blew
God,
their minds
is that
away.
Effed up. He blew their minds away. Good one, Paul. Good one.
And
he expanded their minds on the concrete pavement, you could say.
And the first people to respond to those shootings were the undercover security guards for UNLV. They're paid and armed, and they took that guy down so he wouldn't damage anybody else's life. So good for them. All these lunatics should be taken out, not put in prison. We should not be paying for their prison ship for the rest of their lives. Why should we suffer for their errors in life, right?
Damn right.
So on my way home is where I found out, because they had locked down the street coming up to my complex, and I had to show my key fob to get into my well-guarded complex here to the police. Because I was like, no, I'm a resident. Here's my key fob. I'm driving in the bus lane because I got to go take a right into my complex. And the police officer's, okay, no problem. You can go. And that's when I said, yeah, I heard the awful news. And man, it was literally right here in my backyard or my side yard. Mm-hmm. Luckily they took him out before he could damage anybody else. Couple of other things I wanted to add to tonight's show. Something you had said earlier, right? Like today, or I'm sorry, yesterday, they gave the number a new one-day record, 12,000 illegal immigrants that gave themselves up to the immigration. That now they say there's probably another 4,000 to 8,000 who didn't get caught or give themselves up. So they set a new record. Anywhere between 16,000 and 20,000 is the real number. In one flipping day, we keep breaking this record, by the way. The second part is American Scotch had mentioned the Pfizer for the COVID vax, right? They're starting to push this. Now you get two vaccinations to increase the effectiveness of the first vaccination. But here's a report Pfizer just put out yesterday. You ready for this? You want to increase the effectiveness of that first Pfizer vaccine that you got? Well, Pfizer put out a report that their COVID vaccine that they pushed in late 2020, 2021, 2022, you got to get this, has less than 1% effectiveness. Less than 1% effectiveness, okay? Now, there's another thing that these illegal immigrants came out and answered this question. There's a new question at the border when they give themselves up. What brought you to this journey into America? Mm-hmm. And they all saying this, no matter what country they are, Venezuela, Nicaragua, China, Middle East, doesn't matter. Well, all the ads on our television are saying to go to America and you'll get rich. They're advertising for people to leave their countries, and it says you'll get rich. Then what's happening, you know, here's the unique thing that's happening that's not being reported by the liberal left. They're coming to America, and yeah, they're getting their one-time credit card, and they're getting some food stamps, but that all ends in 6 months.
Right.
And they're finding it hard to succeed here because there's no job for them in this Bidenomics economy, right? Bidenomics economy, right?
That's right.
It's
Bidenomics.
Bidenomics is so bad that they only use half the word of economics, just nomics, right? Omics, O-M-I-C-S. That's how great.
Omics.
Really bad, the Bidenomics.
Like hooked on phonics with Bidenomics.
That's right.
I'm hooked on phonics.
So they're finding out that they can't succeed here, so they're actually begging for money to go back to their original country where they had some success there. OK, communication because, you know, they're not learning English along. They're not learning English on this 5,000-mile journey that they have to go to.
No. ¿Cómo, señor? ¿Cómo? They always say, ¿Cómo, señor? ¿Cómo? Always
then,
say that. No matter what you say, they always say, ¿Cómo, señor?
You gotta
always hear that.
There's a country on planet Earth that just put this statistic together over the last 2.5 years, and they just put it out a week ago, okay? It's all about their vaccinated population, okay? New Zealand has just come out with a report that 35% of all of their citizens who got vaccinated, and it was a super high number of percentage of New Zealand's, right, because that's a pretty liberal freaking country. 35% of all their vaccinated population are now dead, buried 6 foot under the ground. 35% of all the vaccinated people, they're dead. And the other 65%, they're ticking time bombs. So everybody in America that got the vaccine, you are a ticking time bomb for death.
We warned them. We said, do not take the death jab. You're just, you're going to, they said that you will be dead in 2 to 5 years. Now, the government's got to have plausible deniability. They can't have them all be dead in 30 days. They have to spread it out, right? So that's why they had Moderna and Pfizer in different vaccines, which did the same thing, kind of similar over time. And then they say, well, it wasn't really the vaccine that killed him. It was his diabetes, or he drank too much, or he gambled too much. It couldn't have been the government-sponsored vaccine, right? And that's where it comes into play. They had to muddy the waters, make it murky, you know?
You remember when I came on during the pandemic, and I said, listen, everybody, I found out what they're going to create a vaccine out of, and it's SM-102. You can look it up online. And it's got 9 cancer portions, nine OSHA cancer ingredients that you're not even supposed to touch with your hands, let alone in a lab. You need a mask. You need a Tyvek suit. You need 2 sets of gloves to touch one of those 9 ingredients. Look it up on Google, SM-102. It's made by Cayman Chemical, just like Cayman Island. Cayman Chemical, bought and paid for and owned by the Bill Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, by the Fauci Family Foundation, and by all of the top-tier senators and House of Representatives, like the Pelosi family, like the Schumer family, like the Pence family. So they all own Cayman Chemical. They created the SM-102. FDA would not approve it. So what did they do? They gave it away to India, and I remember I told everybody on your show, they gave it free, 50 million vaccines free to ages 9 to 29-year-olds in India. And during the pandemic, we started seeing news of India, 10, 20, 50, 100, 200,000 people affected every day with quote-unquote COVID-19, which wasn't true. People were dying in the streets, no oxygen, they couldn't breathe, and those free vaccines were killing everybody within that 5-year period. That was 2022. At the end of 2022, beginning of 2023. Does anybody and all of a sudden all the major news lines stopped reporting on India because there was bodies in the Yangtze River, bodies that were burning the funeral pyres in the street. And they stopped working on it. Oh, does anybody even know what's going on in India today? Like, what is going on?
God.
Like, what is the final number? Because they got to be
dead. Oh, my God. It got to be.
So,
I know.
New Zealand just confirmed what that was back then, what it is right now. So if literally more than one-third of their vaccinated population is dead, died, and gone already that fast, look out, America. All you people that agreed to roll up your sleeve and take a free vaccine, that's plausible deniability. You accepted it. We didn't sell it to you. We just allowed it to be free, and you took it. You grabbed it from
That's
us.
Right.
You took the needle and stuck it in your own arm. Look out.
Because America loves free stuff.
Free stuff.
America's so stupid.
Not going to end well for them. Not at all. I feel bad for them.
I agree. I do too.
Home bed. You and I know somebody very well who we thought, you know, kept saying, no, I won't do it. No, I won't do it. Got into a relationship with a little crazy woman. And she said, if you don't get vaccinated, I'm not going to be with you. I would have said, see you later. I'm vaccinated.
That's right.
You gotta be vaccinated.
Sayonara, baby. It's been
Sayonara.
So nice to know you. While
I'll
ride my horse into the sunset.
I'll go to the funeral. I'll see you.
Yeah. Love you, baby. But I got to go. Bye.
And he got the vax. He got the vax. He got sick for 10 days. Finally went into the hospital. They found out he had fast onset diabetes, had to go on insulin. The day they released him from the hospital, he had a heart attack and had to have 3 stents put in his heart the next day.
Yeah, I know. God.
And we asked him if he got vaccinated. No, I didn't get vaccinated. We're like, bullshit, you got vaccinated, dude. What
you
the
got
hell
vaccinated.
You
Face it. You got. Yeah, we all know.
We all know.
Don't lie to us.
Right. Like, that's insane. We are going to see such a growth of death in this country. And they literally did it for the cancer, but what's happening is their own plan is unraveling on them because everybody's dying of the heart attacks and kidney failure.
They are.
And brain aneurysms because they weren't counting on what would happen if they didn't have just the SM-102 and these Pfizers and Modernas took it. They had to blend something with it to make it their own product. So they didn't count on this blending happening with it. And
it's the blend, baby. It's the blend. The blend's going to get you.
It's not even getting them what they wanted, which was millions of new cancer patients for their chemotherapy, for their radiation.
Sure.
So they're
well, that's what I mean, to make more money off you. Sure.
Yeah.
They're all human guinea pigs. They want to make money on in the medical profession. Bill your insurance company, bill you, then kill you.
Vaughn, they're not going to be able to make any money on them because they're all going to be dead before they get to the cancer. That's my point.
I know.
They're playing backfire on themselves, you know?
Well, they are. They are. And they're evil people. They deserve what they get, you know? I mean, it's so stupid. When I saw that thing being rolled out, Operation Warp Speed under Trump, I was like, you got to be kidding me. First of all, I don't care if you are Trump or not. I'm not taking your damn vaccine, man. I go, I voted for you. Love you, baby, but I ain't taking that. So that's for me and him parted company right there.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm still support you, but now I'm a little more leery because you keep pushing the vaccine. And he still pushes it to this day. Every comment, it's going to be huge, a great vaccine. I'm so proud of Operation Warp Speed. I'm going, you're the only one, you know? Congratulate yourself, Trump boy. Wow.
And
you know, I mean,
meanwhile, his sons are saying, don't get vaccinated. But we didn't get vaccinated. Our families didn't get vaccinated. Don't you dare get vaccinated. Yet his father's like, we're proud of what we did. Like,
right.
Come on.
The father's pushing it. The sons know better. I'm going, you guys got to tell your father to knock some sense into him. Paul, what's your take to segue into Pearl Harbor? What are your final thoughts about that battle and America going forward, sir?
Yeah, I mean, that's another situation. That really started our politicians putting our military in harm's way when FDR allowed the bombing to happen just to start the war machine. That was the beginning, the real beginning of the American war machine. Because World War I, we got involved to stop the Kaiser. I mean, there was a real threat that America stepped into to help our European friends in World War I. World War II was about the war machine.
That's right.
And FDR put, you know, everybody's, you know, grandfathers and great-grandfathers in harm's way. and got them murdered and killed, drowned, bombed, blew up. I mean, just insanity. And not only those in the ships, but everybody, you know, at the bases got blown up by bullets by the pilot fighter pilots. And that really, to me, it was the beginning of the end to start this war machine that we've been just fueling ever since. I mean, there was no reason for us to get into the Korea conflict.
Yeah, it started the deep state. Pearl Harbor, in my view, started the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
Look, when have we not been in? So, like, Pearl Harbor started that, and then we had to get involved in Korea, no. We had to get involved in Vietnam, no. We didn't have to get involved in Iraq. I mean, Saddam Hussein and his Ba'ath group, like the Ba'ath group, like, we didn't have to get involved in that. And we've
weapons of mass destruction. Remember that one? Yeah, big lie. We have weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah. You know, and Pakistan, and the Democrats are trying to get us involved. They couldn't get us over into Ukraine because of NATO, but they're really trying to get us involved in the Gaza Strip. They just don't know what side they want us to fight for, Israel or Palestine, these idiots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's at no time where we've truly just been at peace besides the Reagan years.
I know.
Reagan years and the Trump years. There's no other years in my lifetime, you know, in your lifetime, we were both born in the mid to late 60s. There's never been a time other than the Reagan years, that radical, right-sided conservative, he's going to blow up the planet. Nope, he takes the Berlin Wall down. He gets rid of Soviet Russia. And then, you know, Donald Trump's going to hit the button and nuke everybody. Nope, he creates the peace accord. Nope, he takes out the worst terrorist on the planet. He shuts down little North Korea boy. Putin sits in his place, and China gets slammed economically. Nope, no war. So other than two times in our lifetime, and those are supposed to be the radical
America loves war. There's no money in peace. There's no money in peace for this country. Our military industrial complex is too big now. It's got to be fed constantly with new contracts to build more and more weapon systems and munitions.
Yeah, but here's the contrary to that. During Reagan years, Americans outside of Washington, D.C., they got wealthy. And in the Trump years, the first 3 years before he got, you know, just blown up by the Democrats and the Chinese together, working together, everybody made a lot. Millionaires and billionaires were created in the first 3 years of Trump. But not government millionaires, not government billionaires, American citizens. Reagan and Trump kept the peace and made individual Americans more wealthy when they were in office versus out of office. Everybody else has destroyed the American economy, has made Washington, D.C. and their families wealthy and their families' companies wealthy. That's it.
At our expense. I know.
End of story. Exclamation point. Don't trust Washington. Period.
Yes. The gladiator speaks. A great call, man. Appreciate you. Have a great night. The gladiator's right. Don't trust that damn Washington. Remember when our military was real, had real warriors? Well, it sounded a little bit like this.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private? Sir, Texas, sir! Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death, praying for war. But until that day, you are puke. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, dykes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved guard.
Hey, Americans, understand that.
Love that. A little bit of a Lee Army there. I mixed up in the studio for you, and I've got more where that came from. Get a cocktail. We're in the overtime segment. I want to go to the bar and mix a drink. I normally drink and smoke on the air. Grab a cigar here. My cue after a Playboy Mansion pipe while I'm listening to you and chatting with you and having a good time. So be back in about 2 minutes. Enjoy this song by Giorgio Moroder. Oh, yeah, I dig it. A little bit of American Gigolo here. Palm Springs Drive style. Von Wehen Show style. 1980s. Creme de la creme kind of music. I feel like I'm in some kind of a gym studio on those VHS cassette tapes, working out hard, pumping iron in front of millions of people. They would love it. I dig that. Well, let's get to another call here. I get turned on by the music and the bar. The libations are going. We're just flowing here. It's your EMP for the swamps of Louisiana. Welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
How you doing, Vaughn?
Doing good, EMP.
Oh, man. You know what these people hate about the Second Amendment? They hate...
What's that?
There's a saying that's been attributed to Ben Franklin that says this: democracy is two wolves and a sheep arguing about what's happening, what to have for lunch. Freedom is a well-armed sheep contesting the argument. They hate me, the well-armed sheep. That's what they hate. They don't
want
the sheep to be well-armed. But that's the point. The point is, the sheep, there are millions of well-armed sheep in America. They just got to wake up. They just got to wake up. That's right.
I love it. And also, one quick thing I just wanted to bring up here, and just hang on there, EMP. One quick thing here, we'll bring EMP back on. The Second Amendment is not about a hunting license. It's not about shooting quail. It's not about hunting deer in deer season with your government-issued hunting license. It's not about quail hunting or... It's not about target shooting. The leftist Democrats, what you think, well, yeah, back then they had to shoot turkey and quail to eat, and guns are only for that purpose. The contrary is true. The Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment in the Constitution as a ultimate insurance policy to take over the government by force of arms, if the government was so corrupt and so tyrannical, or, as conspiracy theorists say, they would bring in foreign armies to confiscate your weapons or to rain tyranny down on the American people. Second Amendment was designed specifically for a tyrannical federal central government that our founding fathers were very afraid of creating this beast, they called it. And that's why Ben Franklin, John Adams consistently said, government will govern best when it governs least. In other words, the less taxes and regulations we impose on the colonial people and the citizenry, the better the government will be. The better the government will be respected, and the smaller it is, the better. The Republicans are just as guilty and complicit as the Democrats, because it's really the uniparty in D.C. Neither side wants to make government smaller. And now we're back to EMP for his comments, and then we'll get to Lucy. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely, and that's the thing. We're only a spark away from civil war, and what that spark is going to be, I don't know. But I mean, I have my theories about that spark, but we'll see. And look, as far as people protesting their government, that's been around for thousands of years. I mean, back in the Middle Ages, when people were disenchanted with their government, with the leaders, what would they do? They would show up with what? Torches and pitchforks.
That's right.
Right? And that's
now they say, how dare you? Right.
Literally, to get that point literally across, a pitchfork. Because, guns didn't exist back then. And bows and arrows were the era for the rich, right?
That's right. Only they could afford real bows and arrows. That's right.
Right. So,
but the farmer, the peasant had the pitchfork and the axe.
Right.
That's why they call us the barbarians. This is a barbarian talk radio show. I represent them. I represent the medieval peasants who rose up.
On January 6th, what was one of the first things that the Washington people did before January 6th. They tried to outlaw the carrying of guns in Washington, D.C., right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Which is illegal, which is an unconstitutional thing to do. Oh, because they felt like that would be a threat, which it would probably have been, because it's a threat to say, we wanted them to look at the election, and they didn't want to be threatened into looking into the election.
Right.
Know? But sometimes a threat needs to be made. You know.
That's right.
We saw what was happening with that. We saw that these people were, you know, we didn't get reciprocity on redress of grievances from the courts or a fine. The law, the thing from 1877, the Act of 1877, the Electoral Count Act of 1877 said that you can send these things back to the states, right?
Mm-hmm.
That law was there. It was there that the vice president has that ability to do that, right? So,
right.
So if he didn't have the ability to do that, why did they, after the fact, change the law into basically a ceremonial thing for the vice president? Why'd they do that?
Tell us.
Because they knew he had the right, because of that law, they knew he had the right to do it, and they were afraid, oh, we can't allow Trump to do this, or somebody like Trump to come in here and do this again and question an election.
Right.
It's good enough for us, but the other side can't do it.
That's the whole thing. It's a double standard. Right. They've always said, like, don't do as we do. Right. We can do it, but you can't. Double standard.
Right.
We can cheat, but you can't. You're supposed to be the prim and proper Republican Party that never cheats, and we can cheat around you, maneuver around you, and make mincemeat out of you, and you're supposed to sit there and take it. You're supposed to take it. Take your lumps.
Right.
Like I've always said, sit in your corner, stare at the wall, and keep your head down. That's what they want. And that to them is the loyal opposition.
It's all about
that's what they want.
It is.
And they want the power. Democrats are born thinking we have the right to rule over you. I swear to God, it's in their DNA. We have the right to rule. They just think that. And Republicans we're conservative. We want to govern less. Well, stop trying to say I want to govern less. I would say we're going to govern more. We're going to govern more. We're going to do a better job than the Democrats. But right now, both parties are so intertwined and so corrupt, it's just terrible. You know
why they hate Trump so much? One of the reasons why they hate Trump so much. He's not playing by the rules. He's playing by their rules.
They said. Right.
They hate that. When their bad rules have been thrown back in their faces, they hate that. You know,
they hate
the fact that he's going to come in there and wipe out the deep state. If he gets in, he'll come in there and wipe out the deep state, wipe out the CIA, wipe out the FBI that's been causing all these problems. Right? They hate that because they want everything to keep going as it is in perpetuity.
Well, they say that, but do you really, really think he's going to do anything like that? See, I'm skeptical because, and I will tell you why, EMP, because Trump talked a little bit about that in 2016. When a man gets the power and gets up there, he did nothing of the kind of draining the swamp. A little bit here and there, but he never did these big. Now he says, if you re-elect me, America, I'm going to clean house. And I go, I don't believe you. I don't believe him. I don't.
Well, the thing is, he may have not been able to do it because people he surrounded himself with a lot of
but he hired them. You're right, but he hired them. That's another strike. I'm going, you're the great businessman, and man, you make terrible hiring decisions. You hired General Milley. You promoted him to Joint Chief. He's been a thorn in your side. Then you hired Fauci. You put him out there for Operation Warp Speed, he's been a fucking disaster. You hired a lot of these people, and you're Trump. You're the one doing the hiring. You and your staff, you know they're on TV every day. So he can't have it both ways, is what I'm saying.
Right. I think a lot of this stuff was him taking bad advice on who to hire.
He did.
Yeah. He should have said, I don't want your advice. I'm going to hire X, Y, and Z, and that's what it's going to be.
I would tell Trump, I want to be in charge of hiring. Von Wiehunt's in charge of all 4,000 hires. Let me hire him. I'll weed him out.
The worst hire he made was when he took the advice on Pence as his vice president. That was his worst hire.
Another one. He picked him. See, Trump can't have it both ways. Trump goes, Pence, you're a disaster. You're a traitor. I'm going, but you hired him. Millie, you're terrible. You're anti-American. But you hired him. See, Trump, I wish Trump the best. Don't get me wrong. He's a front runner. But he can't have it both ways. He's a politician now. He has a track record. And I'm one of these people that bring up inconvenient truths. So when I see somebody, and I'm very objective, personally, I wish Trump was president and not Biden. Can't stand Biden. But Trump isn't the Messiah either, and yeah, God isn't on the ballot. But Trump, he gets terrible advice. But I'll say he's a victim of his own hubris. He surrounds himself with not really good people. And he's been lucky his whole life. I give him credit for what he's been able to do. He really has been very successful, and kudos to him. I'm not against – I love success, and I love rich friends. I have no problem with that. But my thing is Trump's got to get his act together if he wants to really be president. Seriously.
Right. Some people said he made a mistake when he destroyed Jeb Bush in 2016. He just destroyed Jeb Bush.
No, I think that was a good thing. I would have been for that.
Yeah,
we want you to destroy Jeb Bush. Thank God. That's one great thing that Trump did. And again, I'll give him credit whenever I can. I love that about him. Yeah, that I like. Jeb Bush sucks.
In destroying Jeb Bush, he turned basically what essentially the Bushes are the deep state. They are.
Right.
I mean, what's his name? Great granddaddy or whatever, Prescott Bush, started the CIA. George H.W.
Right.
Bush was FBI and CIA. So they are the deep state. So when you destroy a deep stater like Trump did, well, what do you think is going to happen to you?
Oh, I know. Well, they might target him for assassination. You better be careful. I hope Trump is alive and well. I say that because I never want it to happen to him. Okay, and I'm a believer. If you mention things, it won't happen.
I've already said this. All these cases that are against Trump right now, they're falling apart. They're starting to fall apart. And the more these things fall apart, the more desperate these people are going to get. And what's the most desperate thing they can do? Assassinate.
They can whack them. I know. They can whack them. I know. And that's the scenario in my mind. I agree, MP. That's what I'm thinking.
Yep.
I told people a few years ago, we're going to see amazing things in the years ahead. Amazing.
When President Kennedy ran afoul of the deep state, what happened?
He got whacked.
That's right.
Yep. He did. And they tried to kill Reagan. And they'll probably try to kill Trump. I wouldn't put it past them, folks.
Same thing for Robert F. Kennedy. When he ran afoul of the deep state, they whacked him, too.
They sure did.
And here's the deal. Watch out. RFK Jr., he's running afoul of the deep state. He's a liberal. He's a liberal person, but he's running afoul of the deep state talking. I want to take a look into my uncles and my dad's, you know, assassination and all that stuff. He's running afoul of the deep state. He too.
I know.
Should look out.
I agree. EMP, yeah. Thanks a lot, buddy. Have a great, great night there in the Louisiana flyover country, my good friend. We'll talk soon. Wow, we'll get to Lucid here in any moment. But first, it's the duality of man.
Everybody turned up, got shot. Turned up, got shot. Some they buried alive.
Right, Colonel.
Marine, what is that button on your body armor?
A peace symbol, sir.
Where'd you get it?
I don't remember, sir.
What is that you've got written on your helmet?
Born to kill, sir.
You write born to kill on your helmet and you wear a peace button. What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
No, sir.
What is it supposed to mean?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know very much, do you?
No, sir.
You better get your head and your ass wired together or I will take a giant shit on you.
Yes, sir.
Now answer my question or you'll be standing tall before the man.
I think I was trying to suggest something about the duality of man, sir.
The what?
The duality of man, the Jungian thing, sir.
Whose side are you on, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
Then how about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Yes, sir.
Son, all I've ever asked of my Marines is for them to obey my orders as they would the word of God. We are here to help the Vietnamese because inside every gook, there is an American trying to get out. It's a hardball world, son. We've got to try to keep our heads until this peace craze blows over.
Aye, aye, sir.
That's right. Keep our heads together before this peace craze blows over. God, love that. Well, we'll get to Lucid here, then the Irish Pirate. And by the way, he sent us some good fun packs for the show. We thank Irish Pirate for the fun packs. And we're always looking for more because we're greedy on this show. Let's get to the Lucid Libertarian and her show on Blog Talk. Lucid, so good to hear from you. Welcome to the Von Wien Show. How are you doing tonight? You're live on the air.
Hey. Yeah.
How you doing, baby?
y'all tempted me to press one, okay? It's all your fault.
Yes.
From all the callers that were talking, I'm like, oh, my God, now I can't even remember all the crap that I wanted to talk about. But I did mention in the chat,
good stuff.
Mike previously, EMP, mentioned about JFK, and I mentioned in the chat that my sister recently, she went to Dallas on the 60th anniversary of JFK, and she ended up talking with the guy. There's a documentary about him. There's a book out about him, and he is dying of, like, cancer or something now. And so he's like, he's admitting that he was the shooter at the Grassy Knoll. And all of the details that he provides, like a lot of it has been fact-checked and it's consistent. Not really hard to dismiss a story. So there's a documentary about it on like Amazon and stuff. And my sister said that it was a pretty interesting conversation. Yeah, he was the kill shot.
He was the kill shot. Yep.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Kill shot in the head.
I have.
Have you ever been to Dealey Plaza?
Believe,
if I remember right, he said that there were three shooters.
Yep.
He was the backup. So if the second shooter, you know, wasn't in place or couldn't get it or missed, then he was placed on the grassy knoll with the last, you know, good vantage to get a kill shot in, you know, before going under the bridge and shit, right? And and since the second bullet or whatever hit Kennedy in the throat, so obviously Kennedy wasn't dead. He was holding, remember that shot? He's holding his throat. And so that's why this guy that my sister interviewed with or talked with, you know, said I was the shooter that got him in the head. You know, he wasn't dead yet. And,
Can you imagine
really
living with that your entire life, that whenever you went into a bookstore, you saw JFK on a magazine, you go, I killed that guy.
Yeah.
While you're getting your gallon of milk and your bag of chips.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be an amazing
feeling. And he admits that it was a plot between the CIA and FBI and, believe it or not, the Chicago mob. Apparently the Chicago mob had some pretty fucking serious issues with JFK and wanted him dead.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Giancana, who ran Jack Ruby. Jack Ruby was the nightclub owner of the Carousel mm-hmm. there. And I lived in Dallas for 7 years. As I told the show, after Purdue, I went to Dallas. I was fascinated by the JFK hit. And I thought, I'm not going to be here for my entire life. But while I'm here, I went down to Dealey Plaza a lot in my early to mid-20s, studying the kill shot, the grassy knoll. I went to all the JFK museums, which I highly recommend if you're a student of history. So on my weekends, I would go down there, maybe hit a gun show or a coin show or something, and then I would go to the JFK, that area, Elm Street in Dealey Plaza. And, man, it's the perfect place to knock off a president, I have to admit, in a motorcade. It's the perfect place.
Yeah, like he outlined, a triangulation strategy. Gunmen positioned, there's three of them positioned in the three best spots to get a clear shot. So if one failed, then there was redundancy number two and redundancy number three.
Yep.
And he was redundancy number three.
They wanted
JFK
dead.
And then once he shot him
dead.
And he saw he got
dead,
the
dead,
kill
dead.
Shot, you know, Kennedy's brains mm-hmm. blew out basically. He just packed up his gun, slung it over his shoulder, and just walked away like normal,
Yep.
That he wouldn't
who
be
paid
noticed
him?
Or anything
did
like
he
that.
Say who, did he say which payroll he was on, I wonder? Probably CIA.
I think so, either that or the FBI.
Yeah, yeah.
The FBI director, mm-hmm. what the fuck was his name? He didn't like Kennedy.
J. Edgar Hoover hated the Kennedys. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so very much points to heavy FBI involvement.
Absolutely.
Level.
Well, when I was a student, I was really into, I used to go to the bookstores and I used to read up all on the JFK hit and Marilyn Monroe and the mob. And, and of course the CIA was really good at throwing out dispersion. They said, oh, it's the Russians, Fidel Castro. That was all red herrings, pun intended, red to get you off those wild goose chases. Right. But I knew from the beginning that it was an inside job. Because only an inside job where you could cover up the evidence, and they used the Chicago mob to get rid of all the witnesses. A lot of people died, not just JFK, but over 100 witnesses died mysteriously. When they jumped off buildings, some of them had gunshot wounds, some of them decided to commit suicide or with shots in the back of the head. You get my picture? They were rubbed out by the Chicago mob because they saw things they shouldn't have seen, and they knew the Warren Commission was coming up, and they said the odds of that happening was like a trillion to one, that every key witness died within 5 years or sooner of the JFK. If you said, I saw the guy, they all died.
One witness that wasn't off, go wonder why, is Jackie Kennedy. I mean, Jackie Kennedy was right there.
But they threatened her.
She was the closest witness there is.
They threatened her.
Yeah.
She said, look what
–
she kept saying the word they. Look what they did to my husband. And that's why I give her a lot of credit, because she said no. They said, you got to change your address in front of the cameras. She goes, no, I want the world to see what they did to our family. I love that.
Exactly.
I agree with her. I want them to see what they did.
I think that was like the most shining moment of Jackie Kennedy.
She's
like, no, let them see what they did.
Let
everybody see what they did.
Let everybody see the bloody dress. I agree.
My husband's brains are all fucking over me. Let the people see it,
Let the people see it. And, I agree. Kennedy did a lot of good things in his 3 years in office. did a lot of good things. He wasn't
Marrying
no president
Jackie
perfect.
Was probably the best thing he ever did.
Yep, she was a great first lady, absolutely. One of our best in my view, and I love her. The way she carried herself after the assassination was just spot on, like a Hollywood starlet. I mean, her demeanor during that funeral with her in the black veil, she did everything to a T. She played the part, and she meant it. She meant it. It's a very sincere thing.
They did not want her to be walking in the march like she did.
That's right.
Because they thought she would be a target, and she's like, no, I'm walking with them. I'm going to be right there.
She goes, if you kill him, if you kill me.
They wanted to hide her.
She said, I want the people.
They wanted to have her in a car.
Yeah, but she said, I want the people to see me get shot if that's what they want to do. Let the people see everything. She was transparent. She wanted everything to be. She was daring them to shoot her. That's right.
She's like, go ahead. Fucking try it. Fucking do it.
That's right.
Everybody's going to be all over your ass, you know, like.
That's
and
right.
It's like, go
and
ahead and try it.
You're right, because the smarter minds
you'll be locked
of that
up in a
deep
place
state
for the rest
syndicate
of your life and never see
daylight.
Said,
if we kill Jackie in broad daylight, we are going to have, this isn't just a, you know, now we can't blame it on a lone gunman, the lone gunman theory, right, of Lee Harvey Oswald. Now the whole country is going to storm the Capitol. They would have had an insurrection, a real insurrection, not this January 6th crap. They would have had one where the American people would have stormed the gates.
Like a real one.
Absolutely. My dad said back then, that was before I was born, he goes, people were so pissed off and the country was so on edge that if they did, that would have been the spark right there. And they knew it. And they had to let her walk, and she carried herself with a lot of grace. I always liked JFK. I like him. I like Nixon, too. But see, JFK, in my view, was the last of the conservative Democrats because he was a conservative Democrat. He cut taxes. He tried to get us back on a solid footing financially, tried to get us out of Vietnam. There were many reasons why they knocked him off. But the military won that war in Vietnam. Again, we were back to the deep state stuff. They love these wars in third world countries. They make so much money off. And it goes in, I always say, it never goes in my pocket or yours. It goes in theirs. We never see a dime of that money. We never see any of it. It all goes in their pockets. Crazy. Well, Dealey Plaza is an amazing place for anybody that ever gets to Dallas. Spend a full day down there. Go to the museums. I've been exactly in the sixth floor of the school book depository. And you can look out the window, and they have a built up like a sniper's nest. And I sort of laughed to myself and sort of chuckled. The lady goes, what are you laughing about? And I go, this isn't the kill shot. She goes, well, yes, it is. It's history. I go, that's fake history. The real history is from the grassy knoll. And I go, this was just all for public consumption, they call it. They had nice storytellers write a nice story of the magical bullet, and this magical bullet must have been.
And
it
falls in line with the Warren Commission report. And, don't look into
how
correct that
happened.
Was. I mean, it's
did
like
everybody
the
on the Warren Commission were all correct.
Fucking notes on the bullshit.
That's right.
Report. You know, they took notes on that and used it for the January committee. You know,
it's true.
It's absolutely like, and it's been happening ever since. And you know, funny thing, I was, you know, I don't know why I just thought of it, but I was on a liberal show that, you know, he has a blog talk show and simulcasts on YouTube Live. And I come in there, and there's this one person in the chat that's, like, trying to egg me on. Like, he keeps saying some, you know, shit about libertarians, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to bait me, basically, and I was just ignoring it. But he did ask this question. He's like, you know, what libertarian government has ever been successful in any country, you know? And, you know, what libertarian country actually works? And, you know, and it's like I said, I wasn't engaging him because I knew he was baiting me. And, yeah, you know, my answer to that, though, is look at the world around you right now. Look at the look at this country the way it's been the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
The more the duopoly is in control, the more they expand government, the more government has been involved in every damn thing. Can you honestly say it's working and has been working? It's been making people poorer and poorer. You know, it's been making bankers richer and richer. It's brought about a surveillance state. Like, we don't even know the extent of the surveillance state. We only get little glimpses of it when parts of it gets found out, you know. You know, we are, you know, we're completely oblivious to most of the tyranny that's actually going on. And we think that, you know, it's like I wanted to say to him, you know, this is a, you know, Democrat, obviously a liberal, you know, but I didn't. But what I had to say to that is like, this isn't working either, everybody. This duopoly and bigger government with unlimited spending, you know, and not respecting each other's rights, you know.
Right.
Yeah, the rights are all great when it benefits us, but what about when it benefits the other person? That's what it's about. It's supposed to, you know, rights are supposed to be equally applied, you know, not equality.
Oh, it's so effed up now. I kid
now,
people.
But, you know, rights are equally applied. If you're a citizen here in the United States, doesn't fucking matter. You know, your rights apply to you. You know, it's as simple as that. You know what I mean? And anyway, and it's just like, but yet that's been circumvented. Every goddamn thing that the government has touched, the bigger the government has gotten, you know, state and federal, you know, both have grown exponentially because of more and more taxes, more and more this, more and more that. Now the state of Oregon, by the way, are complaining that actually the city of Portland because they're forgiving a lot of traffic fines, minor traffic fines. And so now they don't, now they're asking for more money. They got to come up with millions of dollars because they're forgiving these things. And it's like, you know what, you know, people are ignoring the real problem here. It's like minor traffic offenses, all of these fines, you know, our government, you know, especially in our states and cities, rely on all of these fucking laws, unconstitutional infringing laws with no victim, you know, minor traffic fines, jaywalking. I mean, you know, stupid fucking shit. All of those revenues is what they really depend on for their budget.
Lucid, let's carry on this conversation next time. Yeah, we are up against the clock, baby. I know. I could talk to you for 3 or 4 hours, and I will sometime when I get up to Oregon over maybe a few pints of beer. Say what?
Oh, time flies. I didn't realize that I was getting this close to the end of everything.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we're up against the clock here. We'll talk some more. We got like 7 minutes left, and I got to squeeze in my tech wizard, the Irish pirate. It's been a full house tonight. Hey, appreciate you. Thanks so much. We'll talk again soon. It's Lucid Libertarian. Oh, sorry, I think I cut you off there. What were you saying?
Oh, yeah, Lucid Libertarian, Sunday night, 9 Eastern time. Tune in.
Nice. Catch that show, folks. Lucid. Sunday night, 9 p.m. Blog Talk Radio. Lucid, thanks so much. Appreciate you. We will talk again. You know it. And thanks for being here on the show tonight. Let's get right to the Irish Pirate. He's got 4 minutes. And Irish Pirate, make him count. Hello, sir. Welcome to the show.
I need more than four normally with everything I got.
I know.
Let's go for it. I'm telling you, with the IQ I'm going to give you right now, I'm going to make some people that called your show earlier a little embarrassed, but I don't care. First of all, Congress in 2023 heard Dr. Russell from Moderna absolutely tell you that there's cancer ingredients in the shots. You do not need to go around to something that happened years ago. I mean, that's commonly known. However, if you want to get the shots, and I gave you a phone call on this when I learned it, because this week I learned Mihalchik was her name, Dr. Mihalchik, a woman. She actually got a hold of a thing where somebody gave her one of the shots, and she then ran it in a spectrometer or something, and she was looking for evidence of mRNA in the mRNA shots. And the answer is no nitrogen, no phosphorus, hence no mRNA. So why are we trying to, although they've already rigged the thing, trying to get these people to stop us from saying, well, you killed 20 million people worldwide and you killed this and you got cancer. That, how's this? You got no mRNA in your mRNA shots. Therefore, let's just send, you know, the fraud and bunco units after them. Let's not worry about trying to put them in jail for killing people.
I like that. Fraud and bunco units. That's good.
Well, they did it all for the money. Let's take it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the money. They want the money. That's why they don't care about you. They can make billions of dollars and laugh while you die. Well, guess what? We'll take the money, and you still killed them. And you know you killed them.
Right.
We may not be able to hold you to that in man's court. I'll let God sort that out. But man can certainly take away their money. And I want it. I want that money. Anyway, that's part of the fun part of it. C.S. Lewis, author C.S. Lewis, reminds you that performing illegal acts will promote corruption and tyranny that's going on already. And then you're proven afterwards, after they take over and everything, to be worthless and expendable. So my comment there is,
true.
Why do we give in to the hate that they're teaching? Why do we give in to the fear that they're teaching? Why do we think a bunch of guns are going to save us when they don't have to? They can get us to do the fighting with each other. If the majority of the people in the United States especially, and certainly around here in Arizona, if they just believed in peace and didn't want to push on somebody else, well, then their whole plan would just disappear. Nobody would be interested. Yeah, I mean, certainly there's going to be a problem when they take your food away. Certainly there's going to be a problem when they take your water away and that type of thing. And that's the latest. I am working on that NWO thing for you. And I'm gathering I'm gathering some of the little quotes now that I want. The one I like the best, her name is Mazzucato. Yeah, her last name is Mazzucato. She's the fakest of the fakest economists I've ever seen. I analyzed her handwriting because she's so fake. She's from Britain, although she doesn't have much of a British accent. And she's telling you that governments need to be able to spend money on worthless and outside the demand items, you know, in order to promote innovation, because you and I will never come up with anything innovational because we're always going to go to profit motive. It's like, well, would be natural supply and demand. If people are really demand something and somebody can supply it, they deserve to get paid. And if you want to call that capitalistic, there's no university of capitalism. You were born a capitalist. You have to be indoctrinated to be an idiot, you know, socialist or anything like that. And so Mazzucato is exactly opposite. But I analyzed her handwriting. This woman is incapable of original thought. She does exactly what she's told. And if I confront
Irish Pirate, we are out of time, sir.
Okay.
We're going to get you on the air next time when you – I don't either. I mean, you are the handwriting expert. Irish Pirate is wonderful. We will – we appreciate him and the show. I would love to talk to Irish for an hour, but this – we need to get a sponsor to buy more studio time. If you're out there – contact this show. Well, the world has lost its mind. The West has lost its mind. The European peoples from Europa to Australia have lost their minds. We believe such huge lies, like diversity is a strength. Obviously, our ancestors did not believe such nonsense, which is why they chose the word united, as in USA. The phrase diversity is a strength is a huge lie because it destroys nations and our European people. We thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you so much. Another big broadcast day from Valhalla Studios in the mountains of Arizona. I wish you all happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Be safe out there. We shall meet again.
Surfing and spying.
Why is Instacart the holiday rescue app? Because you can get all your seasonal decor delivered instead of having to drive to 12 different stores. Candles and candy canes? Delivered. Wreaths and reindeer? Delivered. Lights from Lowe's? Delivered. And since I know you're going to ask, inflatable snowman? Delivered. So this season, stay in and get decked out. Download Instacart, the holiday rescue app, to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Reimagine this holiday season with more capability and more adventure in Kia's EverReady lineup. This winter, gift yourself what you really want during Kia's Season of Giving Back sales event. Kia is offering great deals on the capable Sorento and the spacious Sportage, and deals on even more vehicles like the all-electric EV6 and the fun-to-drive Forte. So visit your local Kia dealer and explore all your newfound possibilities by enjoying Kia's Season of Giving Back. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Event ends 1-2-24.